Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the C.J. Miller Show. I'm your host, C.J. Miller, also known as Claudia. And tonight is March 25th, Tuesday. It's also 2014, in case anybody's forgetting the year. This is the C.J. Miller Show with Matthew Bueno, and it's our special birthday show for Matthew. I know your birthday's at the end of the month, right, Matthew? Are you with us, Matthew?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me on this show. Yeah. And
sure,
my birthday is on March 31st, which is on the
March
Monday.
March 31st. That's right. So since we don't have a show next week, I said, let's celebrate your birthday. And that was like just a little idea I had to celebrate your birthday, because so many of our listeners just really love you, and you've given so much to our community, and, you know, I feel like we've created a whole group of people through this show, and it's just been really nice. You know, all the stuff you've been posting on the community for the Ascended Masters and Angels, all the activations, wow, thank you so much, Matthew. And I know everybody listening, a lot of people probably know what we're talking about. I don't know if you want to explain to them a little bit about the activations that you've been providing for people.
Okay, so, you know, we all have our own trajectory about how we live our life. And some of us are social workers, some of us are massage therapists, some of us are healers, and we're attracted to a lot of different stuff. And the activations that we've been acquiring from the masters in the last couple of weeks have been about exposing a lot of the integration between spirit, energy, earth energy, energy that's in our bodies and our souls to become activated. An activation basically means when something dormant lies sleeping and you wake it up. And we wake it up into the energy of what's at hand, the energy you're working with, the energy of your relationships, the energy of your relationships with your job, with nature, with your spirituality, with your walk. And it really pretty much just capitalizes on all the positive effects of your life. Now, we can make it positive or negative. It depends on where you are. But these activations help to cultivate and harness the energies, clear them. And, you know, and a lot of times, and I don't say this very often because I don't want people to dwell on this part, but a lot of stuff comes up within a mini activation. And, you know, one of the hardest things that to do is to stay conscious when an activation is occurring, because it really, really derives everything from a really innermost, deep part of yourself. And if you don't connect to your deepest part of yourself on a meditate on a daily basis, or get up and put a grounding cord down, or just do some chakra clearing or call on your guides, if you're not used to doing that on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, sometimes you can fall asleep. And it's just because your subconscious isn't used to that kind of vibration. It's not used to that kind of resonance or that frequency just as yet. But the more you do it, the more you revisit your high self, call in the energies, follow the directions, ask, you know, questions to your high self about what the solutions are, the more that you're going to get those answers within the way that you understand them. The way I understand it, the way that I receive my messages are different from everybody else's, because we're all uniquely born differently. And so, you know, it's important to really stick with it, because if you feel it working in your life, some people say, you know, well, some activations are stronger than the other. It's because when we work with the soul and the spirit part of the activations, we're opening up the subtle bodies in the energy field. We're working directly with the physical part, the heart, the mind, the spirit, the body, the hands, the feet, the blood, the cells. It's actually a feeling that you can actually feel that's tangible in your body. So there's a difference between the subtle energies and what you're used to. Some people can feel all both. But it depends on what you feed the most in your body. If you are more of a seer than a feeler, well, then you're probably going to see more than feel. If you're more of an empathic person, where you feel more emotion, you're probably going to feel the changes happening in the moment. But if you have both parts of those sensitivities in your body, you can kind of see a whole spectrum of energies changing before your very eyes, and it becomes a lot more easier for you to connect to what the changes are occurring. Now, the pros and cons to an activation, okay, is that whatever we dwell upon, we're going to create. So, in other words, I started giving, you know, step one, step two, step three, what to do, how to activate it, what to look at, and how to bring the energy into your body. Whatever you dwell upon, if it's coming in and you can't feel it and you get frustrated and you don't know how to let go of that frustration, so because sometimes a block is merely a emotion rising to the surface. And when that emotion rises to the surface, we automatically go, oh, I can't do this. This is too hard. Or, oh, man, you know, I'm having all these blocks. All these thoughts are coming to my mind. I'm thinking about tomorrow's food. What am I going to cook for the dinner tonight? What am I got to go do this, do that. And we're not centered. So the grounding cord and getting into fifth dimensional thinking really helps the individual get into that state of mind where they're already in prayer form. When you're already in prayer form, the energy that at hand is already adding on to that prayer form independent energy. And as you rely on that independent energy, it starts to create its own mass of energy that's positive in your life. So you can actually feel yourself expanding with that activation, moving through your issues, and coming into a core part of yourself where you can actually feel the difference from moment to moment. So there's a lot of responsibility about these activations, but at the same time, they're fun. That you can actually see rapid changes in the moment. And, you know, a lot of my mission here on this planet, you know, as I'm understanding more and more of it, as I'm living from day to day, year after year, is that I'm here to give people an experience. I'm here to help people with experience that they've never felt before, but they can only come from God. I'm not God, okay, in any way. I mean, I am a big part of that beautiful message, that energy, but I am not the biggest, the holy one, the ultimate teacher of, you know, of this universe, of this life. There's a big part of it that resides in me. And so I was, my feeling about that is that I want to be able to give people an experience that they can have a relationship with their higher power, whether that's higher power God, higher power creator, higher power great spirit, higher power Allah, you know, white light, whatever it is that calls to people, that's what my mission is, to help people have that experience. So when I do these mini activations online, when I do the activations on a conference call, or when I do it on the radio, my hope and my intention is to get people to open themselves up wide enough to have an open enough mind to let God's love in, you know, whatever it is. And the masters are here to support that. And that's why when we work with the masters, all masters will only work as much as the person is willing to do. We're not here to push any of our beliefs on you. We're here to share what we have inside that is freely given to us to freely give to you. Now, on the same basis, you know, we love to share, but it's also my bread and butter. So I charge to, you know, for my own sessions and on my instruction. But, you know, this is a wonderful thing that, you know, that we can share simply because we want to, because we can. And when people grasp the idea and the energy, I have maybe 7-8 people who are really, really into the activation, then who can do it on a daily basis and feel the energy changing them? And just by what they write on the Facebook page of the community of the Ascended Masters, you can already see and hear the changes happening in their life, which is just beyond a reward for me. So that's basically what I've been doing, is just really feeling in to the masters. And then it's usually like, as soon as I go into meditation in the morning, I ground myself, I make my prayer, make my intention, think about my kids and my family, my wife, and, you know, what I'm doing that day. And then I open myself up to receive God's messages. And it can come sometimes as nothing. Sometimes it's just a blank page, you know. Sometimes it's a SOS. Sometimes it's blinking lights. Sometimes it's a message or a word or a feeling. But whatever it is, I follow it. I follow it. No matter what it is, I follow it. And when the more I focus and nurture the energy of what is being told to me, the more that I realize that I am actually part of everything that is. When I'm able to feel the energy coming into my body, I automatically give it a welcoming spirit. Somebody asked me the other day, how do you greet a spirit? And I said, well, at first, you know, that's a good question. And what I would do was that I would ask Master Kuthumi, how do I greet the spirit? And all I have is, in my experiences, Solaria. When I first met Solaria, and messaged through me and said, go introduce yourself. So the best way I knew how was to become a bright light and to become that subtle energy inside myself and make it huge. So I smiled with my light, and she greeted me, and she bowed, and she says, greetings, ancient one. And I looked over at Master Thume, and I said, did she just call me old? And he says, well, she said ancient, didn't she? I said, yeah, she did. So we kind of laughed about that. But so, you know, with that, you know, that indulgence, that meeting that way, not only was I able to greet her with my energy light, but she showed me her world. She showed me her world about a non-conflict planet, you know, that there was no low class, middle class, or high class, or, you know, extra rich. You know, everybody was on the same level. But, you know, that kind of energy that we work with is like being announced every day. You're announcing your life. You're announcing your well-being. You're announcing your love to the planet, to the energy. And so what I take from that is I let it build in me, and then it builds a fortress. And in that fortress, I'm kind of just giving an example. I don't really have a fortress, but I build a fortress of energy within me. Yeah, and it's like a big fire. So in a big fire, everyone knows what a fire looks like. So I just hold my hands up against that fire, and I receive the energy intuitively about what they want to teach the people that day. Either it's letting go or finding your true high self, finding a better connection, learning how to let go of doubt and fear and anxieties, learning to have a better connection with your guides, better have a connection with your energy field, and so forth. So there's just a huge amount of energy and wisdom that comes with it, just checking in and connecting to God, because it's all resource. It's all one. It's all energy. Mm-hmm. And my mind, I'm a thinker, I go everywhere with it. And so I'll bring one piece over here, and I'll bring another piece over here, and I'll bring another piece towards me, the past, present, future. I'll put them together, and it resonates with what's happening in the world. And then I ask Mr. Kutumi, is that right? And he goes, well, what do you feel? Oh, man, I hate when you say that. It feels really gold and orange. So I guess creativity and peacefulness, is that what we're lacking? He goes, okay, precisely. So he starts telling me, in the first and second chakra, there's an energy block that happens, blah, blah, blah. So I'll go into that, and I'll look into it myself, and then I'll connect it with all the other energy in the world. And for some reason, and I don't, you know, and I'm not questioning this at all, but for some reason, every time I do that, we're right on with what everybody else is feeling. And, you know, I have no control over that. You know, I don't know if that's a gift or something I know how to do, but it's something that is really kind of channeled through me in order to know where people are in the world and what people are going through and what their needs are. So it's like a grandiose energy, like a big, gigantic sombrero, a big old hat that sits on my head. Mm-hmm. And it's like I automatically feel what High Self wants to teach people. And so I put myself as in service. And whenever I'm feeling that, it's my duty, my mission, to stand out and say, hey, okay, I have an activation today. You know, this is what you need to do. If everyone feels called to do it, this is what we're asking you to do. And so we just announce it, and we do it. And for some reason, it works every single time. And we're really happy about that. And then again, you know, we're all going to have our issues. We're all going to go through changes and shifts in our body. But the object is to really start to relating to the positive aspects of these changes. Not just because of the activation themselves, because for some reason, as human beings, we want something to blame. We want something to, oh, this is why this is happening, or that's why it's happening. Let's learn to be accountable for how we feel. And if we are accountable for how we feel, we can start looking at ourselves with an equal-minded self, looking at what's true, what we're building up around us, and what we feel inside. And as soon as we find that positive aspect of ourselves of how we can change ourselves from the inside out, we'll start accessing higher energy vibration from the masters, and we'll learn from the inside out how to dissolve those energies that keep us in our own captivity within our own judgment on ourselves. So basically, in a nutshell, that's what the activation does for the day. So,
long story short.
I gave away a lot of my secrets, but, you know.
And no, that's, I mean, look, you just open up and it just comes. So, you know, I already feel like since you started talking that you're more with the presence of, I mean, I'm sure that the days that we're having this, I mean, you're with your guides, you're with the masters and the angels all the time. And I mean, I like the idea of that, the fire, and then you're kind of taking that in and then sharing it with us. And you know, even though, like, sometimes, your body doesn't always hold out. I mean, you really have to be a very strong individual, I think, to hold these energies. I mean,
yeah.
Like you're saying, I mean, it's interesting because I didn't really make that connection about the falling asleep for the activations. But I do know that, like, when I would listen to spiritual information, when I first started getting into something, you know, many years ago, I would listen to Abraham Hicks, and it would put me right to sleep. You know, now I could listen. Now I don't listen to it so much anymore. But then after a while, I could. I think it's like it's sometimes it's just too much, like you said, for the subconscious to hold that. But I never really thought about the grounding thing. Is that really part of it? Like, if we're not grounding ourselves with the cord and setting it,
well,
is that what you said, basically?
Sometimes, yes. If we're not grounded, okay, we're not really in our body. We're up in our head. We're in our opinions. We're in our judgment. And we're worried too much about what we're not getting or what we're not receiving.
Mm-hmm.
When you're grounded, you have the energy of Earth Mother building a foundation, holds
mm-hmm.
you in a place where you're content, where you're being nurtured automatically by the planet Earth. And when you're in that prayer form, that fifth dimensional thinking, you've already just stated your prayers about the universe, your body, your intention, and the Earth beneath you. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing that, you're already creating a facility of energy around your body that's about creation. You're making creation by your prayers. You're making that magic. You're making that
right.
medicine for yourself to receive. So it can go either way. When you're grounded, you're open for more. When you're ungrounded, you're just going to get whatever you can. And, you know, and it's
mm-hmm.
not always going to be, you know, a focused energy. But groundedness is, like, a really important. And we know that as massage therapists is that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you have to be present for people. You
yeah.
have to have a conscious connection. You got to be able to touch people all the time when you're walking around the table and make sure they don't feel abandoned. Same way with the grounding cord. It helps you to feel safe, helps you to feel loved, supported, and having allies,
mm.
you know, by what you pray for. And, you know, and so whenever you're giving somebody a task to do with either an activation, a healing, or meditation, or an instruction, and you do a grounding cord with them, it actually feels like camaraderie. We're in this together.
Mm.
We're creating something
yeah.
together. And
mm-hmm.
when you have support, it always feels better than when you're alone, right?
Yeah.
So that's what our, you know, and there's always more support. You know, you have your guides and your angels and your master teachers and your master guides and your center masters and
mm-hmm.
archangels, you know, Fort Knox or the Legion of
yeah.
Light. You're smiling at me today. So I wanted to say hi to my mom out there. She's listening today,
mm-hmm.
Mary Sagala, and
great.
I know she's I'm kind of embarrassed to talk about it, but she made reservations for Chuck E. Cheese for me on Saturday at 3:00. But let me clear something up. This is for my kids. Okay, I'm not a Chuck E. Cheese fan whatsoever.
I have some extra tickets if you want them,
because
I just had my 4-year-old's birthday.
but my kids, for some reason, my kids just think it's the most biggest Disneyland there is, you know, in the neighborhood. So, you know, I'm basically doing it for them so they can meet their little cousins, and then they can run around and eat sugar and tire themselves out, you know. But, you know, basically it's just a way to bring people together, you know, and that's what we're good at. So my mom
mm-hmm.
she decided to do that for me. And then, of course, my other mom, you know, my mom Clara, my mom, my dad Mel, want me to come over for Friday night so I can have – but this is great because I go over there, I eat up all the cake and I eat up all the food, and then I go to Mary's house and I eat up all the food and I eat up all the cake, and then she'll give me leftovers. And then I have leftovers for a week.
Oh, my God. That's great.
You know, but it's just, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. You know, we're looking forward to
mm-hmm.
it. Really happy to introduce our children to her grandchildren and so forth. But, you know, on that same note, you know, as I was talking about the grounding and the ascension,
mm-hmm.
The activations, you know, and this funny thing is that, like, even before I came on the show, I was feeling a little off balance, a little perturbed, we've just been raining all here today, so it's that energy
mm-hmm.
of rain always makes me feel like a bear that I have to go into my cave and just sleep, you know. So I was feeling like a little drained before I came on, but now that I'm talking to you and talking about the masters,
mm-hmm.
I automatically get activated every single time. My body starts to heat up.
Yeah.
My back, I feel electricity going up and down my back right now. I feel my legs on fire, my feet are pulsating, so I'm like, oh boy, I'm in activation. Or, no,
woo-hoo,
that's not it. Yeah, I'm in activation. So,
yeah.
I wanted to
that's great.
Do an activation for people that's listening today.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the activation, the core activation of Atlantis. And the reason why, you know, today the blue, the energy of blue came in today about Atlantis. And a lot of the wisdom that comes in from our higher selves is very, very old wisdom, but new to the people on planet Earth. And a lot of the energies that we need right now in our high selves is what they're talking about, is learning how to problem solve, learning how to find solutions that you wouldn't find in books, that you wouldn't find in movies, that you would find only within, because that's the source of your truth, is everything from within. So today I wanted to give an activation of this problem-solving energy of Atlantis. And so what we're going to do is that we have, let me see, 46, okay, I'm getting cue cards now, thanks, 46 of the masters that work with Atlantis energy. And Master Kuthumi is allowing me to tell you some things that I haven't talked about yet so far, is that there are over 150 masters that come in during this work, but I don't name them all because I would be here for 2 hours naming them all. And sometimes, like last week, I had a new master come in. Her name is Lady Jessica, and she's from the angelic realm. She's an apprentice
mm-hmm.
of Master Kuthumi's. So she's coming in, and she's working with Dwal Kool, learning how to dissolve negativities in the DNA. So DNA in your high self can mesh with the energy of truth inside yourself to bond together and to create the atmospheric energy of chaotic energy of knowing inside you. So when you have chaotic energy coming into your high self and you're like a cookie cutter, you know, you are made the way you were made, and your energy is all true to you, and you are all solely individual connected to God the way God made you. And so your own personality, your feelings, your likes, your interests, your aspirations, inspirations, your love, whatever it is, your lessons, that energy will create itself to be exactly what you need for you and not for anybody else. And that's why chaotic energy, it's so easy to conform. It's easy to create. It's easy to bring it in and to make it useful for the energies that we carry. So the energies that we're bringing in today are the 46 masters from the Atlantean energy field. And I was trying today, I was going into myself, and I went to meditate, and I went to the planet where a lot of this vortex energy comes from, Atlantis. It's like almost like a wormhole, you know, or I know it sounds far-fetched, but there are wormholes out there with like doorways that energies come from. And a lot of the old wisdom is coming in to show people how to problem solve on an easier way with your mind, your intuitive, your energy, and the connection you have to God. So you have four different aspects that we're working with today. So the energy of chaotic energy is coming through that doorway, that wormhole, and it's up past, it looks like Sirius or Sirius, I'm not even saying it, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Sirius,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the Sirius, Sirius,
mm-hmm.
Planet, that there's a planet back there, and there's like it looks like almost like a vortex, like needles coming in this way, but it's actually a doorway where all this energy is coming from. And so there's a river of blue coming in, and then there's 46 masters holding energy while we start to talk to you about this particular invocation activation. And Master Kuthumi is saying that, you know, by bringing in and continuing your life on Earth, you start to produce energies that you're unaware that you're producing through your breath, through your life, through your song, through your words, mm-hmm. and through your activation of life itself. You become more of a person. You become an outstanding member of universal society. When you walk a path, a road of spiritual contentment, you will automatically fall into place all the energies that are working for you in your favor. And so are the people. The people that are supposed to be in your corner with you, working in unity, will always be driven towards you because of the energy you carry. And so we are here today mm-hmm. to acknowledge the people who are on this path with the energy of valuable, blue, ancient, ascended energy from Atlantis. And he says, this energy that's a huge production, because whenever there's an activation, everyone wants to get involved, not only the ones that are creating it, but the ones who have to watch over it to make sure it's coming into the right people at the right time with the right energy. So the energies of the spirits and the guidance of the masters are going to be producing an energy field around it. So like what Kuan Yin does with the grounding cord, she puts compassion mm-hmm. around the grounding cord so people feel a deeper sense of belonging and worthiness of this energy mm-hmm. rather than, oh, this seems too hard. Oh, I can't do this. I'm just going to sit this one out, blah, blah, blah. No. Take advantage of this model. Be here with us right now and be here. And it's really simple. And it's basically learning how to receive and learn how to stay in your body while the activation is occurring. Okay. So let me ask them real quick. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and do an invocation. First of all, everybody, this is Claudia. She's awesome. Okay. Second.
Oh. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
And I just want to say hi to everybody who's listening today. And anybody I know, any relatives, hello. And to the people I've worked on in the past and the present and the people I'm going to work on, I set a prayer out for you. And I pray that all of you receive what you're here to receive from your high self.
Thank you.
Master Kuthumi, Dwalkul, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Raquel, Jovial, El Moria, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Master Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Buddha, White Buffalo, Catwoman, Geronimo, Sidney Bull, Krishna, Mary, Madeline, Metatron, Merlin, Master Shaw, John the Baptist, Lady Nada, Mother Teresa, Ghani, Solaria, Asteria, Grandma Lily, Antioga, Master Toth, Master Yubi, Master Kwan, Kanesh, Sananda, Nichananda, Muktananda, Maitreya, Sai Baba, Gaia, Isis, Jezebel, Alexander, Master Balatron, Maha Chohan, Pele, Lady Jessica, Master Moses, St. Francis, and the Palladian Light Council. We ask you to come down into the people who are listening today to resonate and expand their energy fields to a wholesomeness, integration between the Atlantis energy and the core energy of their DNA within their soul bodies. We ask you to bring in all these energies at the highest good, the highest love, and the highest relevance, and the highest resonance, and the highest frequency that their highest selves will allow. We ask you for this beautiful birthing experience to be promoted only by the high self and the love and light of God and by no other. We ask Archangel Michael and the Legion of Light to create an atmospheric bubble, keep out negative energies from coming in and infiltrating any of these part of this radio talk here today for other people who are doing this activation. We say a prayer out to all the people today struggling on planet Earth with broken hearts, struggling from any foreign experience, their children, the elders. We ask for a blessing upon all the animals and the birds, for all the fish and the sea, for our water, for our farmland, for our world leaders and our president, for all the countries, and for the people who are waking up on planet Earth, that we're not so spotted and just here and there, that we become in unity, that we are able to reach our love across this planet and create a oneness with a family of different cultures, different backgrounds, different traditions, coming together, raising the vibration on planet Earth for all the other planets to see, to share with us the energy and the wisdom that we have solely forgotten and lost within our history, that we can turn around any judgment or any criticism that we have on one another and turn it into openness and love, energy, brotherhood, and sisterhood. Forgiveness. We ask your great creator to bestow upon us today the love and the light of your holiness. Holy Mother, we ask you to bring down the energy of nurturing, nourishment for all the mothers, all the grandmothers, and all the people who need love today, and even the ones that don't know that they need love today. We ask you again to bless this beautiful planet, and to bless this beautiful activation, and to bless all the people involved here today. So let it be. Gracias. So for a moment, I ask that all of you who are listening today, it's better to be sitting than laying down for this one, because you want to be able to interact with the energies that will be considerably activating your chakras, mm-hmm. and the ones that need that energy from your soul existence. So right now I want to all of you just to look at a 5-point star in white light inside your third eye, inside your forehead. If you can't see a 5-point star in white light, just imagine it. Look it. Open your eyes, look at it, and then close your eyes, and it'll just be in there. And I want you to sit with your hands open on top of your lap. And I want you to imagine that a white pearl is glowing, and it's sitting above your head, about 7 inches above your head. And it's a white pearl of white light. And right now, it's just a pearl, third-dimensional thinking. It's just a physical pearl. And we're asking the blessing of the activation of the Masters holding space in the wormhole by Sirius to bring down the energy of activation into the channel energy of the High Self of those listening today. And as that energy comes in, you'll notice that the pearl will start to fade. Velocity and frequency of the light coming from that doorway of light. And I want all of you right now to look at your third eye and to see that star in your forehead. And as if you were in the bathroom that came out of the shower and it's foggy, I want you to see that 5-pointed star just slowly disappear. And in your mind's eye, take your finger and draw a door. Draw a door with your finger. And I want you to walk through. And I want you to notice that you're standing in the jungle on a path with a bunch of white lilies, palm trees. And the ocean is on your left, lapping on the beach. And it's a windy day, about 85 degrees. And on this path, you can see a volcano in the distance. It's an ancient, old volcano. And as you're walking on this ground, notice that the ground, the sand, is turning gold, glistening off the sunlight that's coming into this scene of this light. And follow this sand up this path. And soon you start to notice crystals in the sand, amethyst, shadow crystals, smoky crystals, quartz crystals, pink crystals, rose quartz, spread out all over the sand in that gold sand mixture. And you look up and you'll see a cave. And notice that it's a crystal cave. The crystals hanging off the ceiling, coming out of the walls, with all this beautiful gold glistening diamonds embedded inside that cave. You're entering the Garden of Eden. And notice that you've got to walk through some vines hanging over a doorway. Beautiful scene where there's waterfalls coming off the side of the mountain inside. You are inside the volcano, looking at all the walls and seeing water coming in through little creeks and little driplets here and there. And it's kind of really moist in there, humid, where all these big, beautiful, exotic plants are growing. You can see plants on the ground growing, things that you wouldn't usually see in this place. And in the middle of this scene is a little island surrounded by water, by blue, beyond blue, clear blue water. I want you to walk through that water, and as you come into the center, there is a gigantic white light crystal sitting about 12 feet high, like an upside-down pyramid with the point at the top. I want you to go to that crystal, and just you'll see a little blue button on the side. Just push that blue button, and the door will open up. I want you to sit inside this crystal, and in front of you, you have three choices. On the left side is a panel, like an i4 phone. You can just move the screen to see different energies, different colors. In front of you are buttons with blues and greens and yellows and purples and whites. And then over here on the side, on the right side of you, are all these weird-looking lines with electricity coming out of the board. And you notice that if you just put your hand there, you can feel the electricity pulling your fingers in for the right coordinates. And so today we're going to be coordinating an energy of bringing in Atlantis energy into your core, into your soul core, behind your soul's truth. So right now I want you to visualize this beautiful crystal that you're sitting inside, sitting in this chair with these three panels, that the roof starts to open up like a flower, like a four-pointed flower, and there is gold permeating from inside, coming through the top of the volcano into your crystal. And just notice the magic, the energy, the feeling around your crown chakra as the energy starts to permeate down into your crown. And you'll be driven. You'll be looking at the right panel to be using for this activation. So choose a panel either in front of you, your right or left, and let your hands show you where to go. As soon as you feel yourself drawn to that energy panel, place your hand, feel yourself, your fingers coming together, and then push the button or push the energy underneath it. And as you're pushing this button, let the energy of your high self reign inside this beautiful crystal, filling it up with this light everywhere, going into your mind and your brain, going into your eyes and your throat, going into your chest, your lower back, your legs, and down your grounding cord if you have one. And just feel the energy rotating around your body. And then notice above you seven lights of white light coming down the string of lights that you've created with the masters and this doorway. And let these beautiful lights, these seven lights, come down through the top of your mind and find its way into your soul's truth, which is behind your belly button. And allow those lights to go in there one at a time. As the first one goes in, the energy builds inside you. And then out your feet, breathe the energy. And wait for the second one to come in. Bring it into your soul's truth. And when you feel it explode, energize, become big inside your belly, send the energy down your grounding cord. As the next one comes in, this one's a little pinkish blue. Bring it into your soul's truth, which is located behind your belly button, and then send it through. Send it through your feet. There's two more coming in. A big, beautiful purple one that's going into directly into behind your soul's truth. Let it go into your soul's truth. It'll ignite itself, and you send the energy down your grounding cord or down your feet into the earth. One more. This one's beautiful blue, electrical blue. Bring it into your tummy. Let it explode in your tummy. Big, vibrant energy, and send any residual energy down your feet or your grounding cord. And now as you're sitting inside this crystal, resonating, activating with this energy from above, learn to have gratitude in your mind, gratitude in your heart. Learn to give thanks for the energy at hand, for the energy being given, for the energy presiding within you right now, for the energy building you up in your brain, in your mind, for this energy given to you freely, lovingly, adoringly. It's an endearing gift to receive this point in this life, this energy that helps us to expand into who we truly are and what we're becoming on this planet. We don't always know or exactly know what kind of person we're evolving into. But how we are molded, we get to see great things come from us. As long as you live by and how God created you, and not by and how life has created you. So let this energy come into your body, into your hands, down your back, into your soul, and let this activation occur. As this is happening, I'm sending Lady Jessica into your backs to remove any conscious control or conscious opinion about what's happening, and to just let it happen. to let go. Be a kite at the end of a string. Just let yourself fly. And as you are sitting in this cockpit of this crystal, I want you to see and visualize with your mind that you can make things grow from inside the Garden of Eden. For right now, I want one of you or all of you to visualize a tree directly in front of you growing out of the ground, the stem to a base of a tree, into a fat tree, and then the green of the tree coming to the top. And I want you to make pineapples growing from that tree, apples and oranges. And then to your right, I want you to make a bed of flowers with your mind. Wildflowers. Up above you, I want you to see the sky open up and to see the universe, see the moon, see Jupiter, see Mars, see Neptune. Behind you, I want you to see a bear walking around eating the berries off the bushes, drinking the water, then going out the back door. I want you to notice the butterflies flying about inside this beautiful Garden of Eden. Now directly in front of you, I want you to create another blue crystal emerging out of the ground, out of the water, and to sit at the top of a little mound of sand that you've created in your mind. Who you feel today is hurting the most in your life? Somebody you know, somebody you feel. And I want you to place a part of their spirit inside, place their spirit inside this crystal. And all you have to do is say their name, just their first name. Spirit, God knows the rest. And just tell them that it's okay to be in this crystal. And what we're going to do is that we're going to share this activation with that person. And then all you're going to do is you're going to look up and you're going to see a part of that line of light coming down on top of you, make a fork, an arm, a branch coming from you, going to the top of the crystal. And as that energy permeates into that crystal, see the gold and white light go inside the crystal, fill it up like water, now light, until the crystal turns beautiful purple. So I'm sending Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, White Buffalo Catwoman, Lady Nada, to those crystals that you are creating, and to place their blessing, their energy upon those crystals until they turn purple, and then take the spirit of that person out and send them back home. Be your own creator. Learn to be your own witness to the things that you can create with your mind and your heart. Learn to create experiences throughout your life, to really love life, to love what you've become, to learn to love what you are becoming. Remember that you were born out of love. You were created from love. You are a miracle of God's creation on this planet. And none of you are a waste of time. None of you has been made into anything else other than love itself. So wherever you come from, whatever you've done, today is a different day. Move on from that time until now and start anew. Too much to live for to think about the past. So the energy is inside the body, the soul's truth, the soul part, the core energy, has been and has the capability of permeating solutions. And through time, through dreams, breathing in your life, having goals, having wishes, having dreams, you are activating a soul truth part of yourself that not only ignite yourself and inspire yourself, but to inspire others by what you do in action. We cannot live by faith alone until we put it into action. Learn to live and meet God halfway when you meet God halfway, miracles can happen. So I'm detaching myself, the energy.
Yeah. Okay. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. We're pulling off the energy and they're sending it back. And I just want to ask God, Christ, Jeshua, to go ahead and just put everybody in the golden bubble so they can process whatever they felt, whatever they experienced, to stick with them for the next 24 hours until tomorrow and help them feel the connection they made with their Atlantis wisdom and their core part of their soul. So let it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm done. I'm going to
let
bed
it
now.
Be. Let's all just take a nap, okay? It's always so relaxing. I feel so relaxed, and then I have to stay alert because I'm running the show here. And it was hard tonight, I'm telling you. I was like, oh, it's so relaxing, but I'm supposed to sit up, and, you know. Part of it is I've been up since the middle of the night yesterday. So that was really special. So you don't even know when you do these activations. You're basically they tell you what you're going to be doing, and then you just open up and channel.
Pretty much.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
That way my ego can't get involved, and I can't be a control person. You can't tell it to go this way or that way, because it feels good when we're channeling. It feels great when I can feel everything merging together, when everything is working the way it's supposed to. And that, you know, the thing sometimes that happens is that there's so much creation going on that I can't keep up with what they're saying. I can see and visualize everything that's happening. And I'll get bits and pieces of channel, and at the same time, I'm getting other stuff that's happening that I can explain so people can get, a 360-degree, of a vision of what is being seen and what is being created. And just by that visualization inside my high self, a lot of people can see the same thing that I see or something that they see for themselves. So, you know, that's the awesomeness about channeling, is that it's never – it's never planned, even though I would like to think it is. It's not.
Right. Well, it's like you're just showing up, basically, and being the vehicle for the energies. And, now I'm remembering what you were saying. The beginning was really cool. I mean, that visualization, walking through the door and then seeing the different – now I'm forgetting it, but it was very rich. The imagery was very rich and very beautiful, very different from an activation that most of the ones that I've had been with you when you've done. So that's new. It was very different for me. Thank you so much.
Well, on the radio, I can kind of explain to you why they choose different sites. Anything that talks about volcano is about eruption, things come to the surface. Old ancient crystals helps to remind us what magic, that we are worthy of receiving this magical feeling of being connected. The energy about the jungle was about nurturing yourself. And the humanness, the humid part of it, is learn to be willful and learn to be open to whatever will happen. And it's almost like being back in your mother's womb, the feeling, because it's really warm in there, and it's a feeling of safety. And so anything that you put people into with that kind of feeling, you know, automatically they're going to be able to go deeper. And there was just a few little stuff that we had to take care of. There were some opinions and some judgment on themselves. I can't do this, you know, but it was happening whether people knew it or not. And that's the wonderful part of this, is that people who hear this activation later on will still get the same thing that everyone is getting today, because it's always on. And until you do it, when you're done with it, that's when it ends.
I see. So it doesn't, the time has no bearing on the matter.
No.
You could do it later.
Because it's set for everybody who tunes into it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was really cool. It's interesting when you did that, just as one last thing to say, when we opened the door, I saw like a lush wood forest, you know, I saw green, and then you were like, oh, it's a jungle. I was like, oh, that's so cool. So that was really neat. Thank you for that description. That definitely makes a lot of sense with the different imagery and how it works as like a symbol for the subconscious in a way to access the information. Wow, that was very powerful. And, you know, I remember, you know, I know we have so many callers as usual, so many people that want to talk to you, Matthew, and I'm not sure how much longer we want to, you know, talk about the activation or maybe how do you think this is helping with the energies that are coming in right now? You were talking about like a chaos energy.
Chaotic energy. It's the way I can describe it. It looks like a wig with knots coming into the universe. It has no structure. It's just like all this wiry, knotty energy that goes every which way, but it's magical. It just has to come into our filters to be created. You know, and that energy is like free-for-all. You can use it for activations. You can use it for receiving downloads, receiving your codes. Sometimes it comes in that prayer. Sometimes it comes in the form. It depends on what the mission is for each individual. Some people are getting it as messages from Sananda, messages from Christ, messages. And it just depends on what kind of filter you are. If you were sent to this planet to be filtered for, you know, activations, then that's what you're using it for. If you come here to be a filter for, or your mission is to be, you know, to be a leader of some sort, you know, you're going to use that energy. It's going to come in and it's going to work with you the way it's supposed to from God, you know, and you can't challenge that because it's something that comes with from within, you know. And the best way I can really describe it to you is, you know, when we're learning songs, okay, I'm not Lakota, but I sing Lakota songs because I sun dance out in South Dakota. And my teacher, one of my teachers, his name is Kenny Farmer. He's a Uwipi man, very powerful medicine man. And he teaches the songs the way it was given to him. He tells me that each of these songs were not made by man. They were created by spirit. So there's a lot of songs that come through him that are sounds that sound so endearing and so beautiful. And it's like it's almost like a crying song when you're crying for something that you need or you're looking for patience or you're crying for healing or you're crying for mercy. You know, a lot of those energies come through. So when I learn those songs and I bring them here and I remember how it felt when I heard it the first time, that's how I can remember that song. But when I sing it, it comes through me differently. Sometimes it comes through me as a celebration or it comes through me as like thank you, you know, as like a big thank you. Sometimes it comes through me like doing it for Sweat Lodge to raise the vibration, you know. Or sometimes it comes through me on the drum to help people get through their processes. You know, whatever it is, we're all filters, and they always come through us the way we were made, not the way we make them. So when we try to go against the grain and we try to do something that's not part of us, we get hurt. You know, one of the things that, and this is not a fault to anybody. I'm not blaming or judging anybody, but there are a few individuals out there who try to take on what other people carry rather than follow their own path for themselves. And those people can get hurt. And I've worked on people before where they've taken on energies from other shaman, other medicine people, and they try to claim it as theirs, but it didn't match their DNA and it didn't match their frequency. So it just became hard, and it became like almost making you distant from your own self. So when you come into your own energy, it's bigger and better than you ever experienced it before. Guarantee you that when you find your path, it's going to be bigger and better than you ever, ever imagined it. But you have to learn to trust that. And it's a lot of work. You know, you got to work on yourself. You got to clear your energy. You got to clear your field. You got to make sure that you have your discerning enough that you can tell when there's an energy in your field that it doesn't belong to you. Then you ask Father Jermichael, hey, could you extract that, can you get this out of me, and he'll do that for you. But there's that trust. You know, we say things, but a lot of times we say things and we don't really mean it, or we don't really believe it's happening. So that's what we call, we cause a kalundrum there. We cause a little distance between spirit. if you and that's partly why we want to bring this experience to people, so they can build on that. Even how, no matter how small, even if it's okay, I don't feel the energy in my body, but I do feel better. Okay, let's work with that. Let's work with feeling better. You know, even at how small it is, because the energy is huge. And, you know, a lot of us are really afraid about what we'll find or what we want to, what we regurgitate, what comes up from the layers and layers of an onion that comes up to the surface. Sometimes we don't want to go there because it's just too much, too hard to bear, or too much pain there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we have solutions. That's why we have allies. That's why we have spirit. And that's why we have all these tools. We have channelers and massage therapists and Reiki masters, all these beautiful workers on this planet who do so many different things. It would be a total boring earth if we all did the same thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, let me wash your window. No, let me wash your window. No, let me wash your window. No, let me wash your window. You know? And it's better if we can hear you, you know? So we learn to live, you know, multidimensional. Do many things, you know? Become a massage therapist.
Yeah.
Become a Reiki master. Become a channeler, you know? Do it, you know? But
do
make
all.
Sure that it's in your, make sure it's in your alignment of your high self. Make sure it's something you're going to be able to feed off on a daily basis.
That is so true. Wow, that's really inspiring what you're saying, and I'm sure it's really hitting home with a lot of people that are listening, because it's definitely hitting home with me. And, you know, Matthew, just from knowing you and from being with you on the radio like this over time, I feel so much more at home with the angels and the masters, you know, and I find myself talking to them more and more, and like, you know, laughing and getting advice or getting things. I'm like, what? You know, you ask for something and it comes right away sometimes. You know, do you find, like, does it happen that way? I mean, as we become more comfortable with them or more activated, then do we find it easier to talk to them? Is that what can happen for us?
So what you just said was very inspiring to me. So that inspiration that you just acknowledged inspires me to learn to listen better. And so you are getting it. You're doing it. By having that energy come into you the way it comes to you, you're inspired by it. And in turn, your inspiration, you're inspiring others to fortify them, to give them the strength and hope and to do their own thing. So yes,
yeah.
All of it, yes.
Great.
You know?
Yay. You know, that's like, so that's awesome, because you just said something about being in alignment, and I feel that definitely doing this work, doing this show, and being in connection with you and with all of our listeners and this extended community of people that take part in this energy, it's just, it makes me feel very much in alignment, and I'm so grateful for you and for all your guides and for all of our listeners to be here with you. And so this is great. Here I go again laughing. This is that nice energy that I get from being here with you and all of these angelic beings. So
I was going to just real quick just talk about a little bit about Lady Jessica, who came in a couple of last weeks. I don't know who she is. I tried to look her up online. I tried to find out. Like, wait a minute, Lady Jessica. And then I got up. I got that character from the Dune movie, the Dune with the giant worms. I thought, not that Lady Jessica. So I went in and I asked Master Kazumi, so tell me about Lady Jessica. He says, you mean Jesse? I said, oh, it's Jesse now. He says, well, we're on a first name basis, but we're, you know, through responsibility and through respect, we call them Lady Jessica, because there's more of a vibration with the full name, not just shortened it, like Matt to Matthew. I said, yeah, I get it. And I said, so where is she from? And he says, well, she's from the Golden Realm. Golden Realm. Okay, you guys talk about Golden Realm, Silver Realm, Angelic Realm, Master Realm. Okay, I'm confused. You know, what dimension is it? He looked down, and he was looking at my feet. And he says, pretend yourself a minute. He talks kind of backwards sometimes. Pretend yourself a minute that you are from ancient days. Where would you go? From ancient days. And I started thinking about where I would go. And then he looked at me and goes, now feel where you would go. I said, oh, you caught me. Okay. So I started feeling where I would go in my ancient days. And I felt myself go right to the shaman that I used to be on another planet, on the Pleiadian, on the Pleiadian Council. And that's where I went. And then from that place, I remembered what I was doing there. I remembered what I was there for. I remembered the people around me and the people who actually are on this planet, planet Earth, who were on the planet when I was back then. I don't even know time or space or year or anything like that, but I just know I was there. And it felt really real. And he says, now look up. And I looked up, and there was this man standing above me looking down at me, and he was smiling. And I said, is that Lady Jessica? And he just says, what do you feel? I said, it feels right. He goes, okay, that's why she's here. She's here to support you. She's here to help you with what you're doing. She's standing above you to actually let you know that you're coming up, not going down. Because as soon as I saw up there, I said, she's above me. I said, no, she's with you. You just have to move up to her level. Okay, I get that. So when I came back, I forgot everything. And I go, wait a minute, that's not fair. I just remembered everybody, you know, and I was in a trance. I went into meditation, and I came back, and I forgot everything. But, you know, there's a part of me that knows that. There's a part of me that knows that, and that's that spiritual part of myself. That's that, that spiritual part that knows where to go when it's called. That when someone calls, yes or no, that hitchhiker, yes or no, you know, should I give to that person, yes or no. You know, it's all, my spirit already knows ahead of time what I'm doing. It's my body that gets kind of lazy sometimes and doesn't want to follow suit what my spirit wants. And I'll give you an example of that. Last week, a couple weeks ago, I went out and I was shopping, and I saw, I remembered something that my wife said a while back. She said she really loves these whiskey cut in half barrels to make planters out of. And I remember saying that. And so I meditated that morning. I went out and I was, you know, I had to go pick up my son, to go pick up some supplies for Sweat Lodge that night and for ceremony. And then I go to this tractor place to find rope and stuff. And I see outside the front is exactly what I had just talked about that morning. And it was exactly, my wife said, man, I love those. I wish I could have one of those. And then my spirit just said, get her that. And I looked at the price. I said, no, I'm not getting her that. It's too expensive. And so I didn't listen. So I walked into the store and I forgot all about it. And I got my rope and I got my buckets and I got my ladle and I got all the stuff I was trying to get. And then they turned around, boom, and they stood out like everything was gone but that. And I said, okay. Do you have one of those barrels out there? And that was cool because everything disappeared. You know, it just like it was just that one thing that stood out. So basically, my spirit says, get that. And so, sure enough, when I brought it home, I put it down in front of her, and she just got so happy. Oh, my God, it's like the best thing you've ever done to me. It's like the greatest gift that you've ever given me. I'm like, really? That? Wow. She goes, yeah, yeah. And then we're talking about what kind of fountain that we can put in there, what kind of, you know, and I felt really, really close to her right there, right in that moment. I felt really close. I felt really connected to my wife and really just like, wow, really? You like this? Wow, I didn't know you. You know, it's like a whole new thread of ideas and new experience with her that I've never had before. So it was great. And so Spirit knew that, but I didn't listen at first. Right. But when I did listen, it all came together, and I knew why later on. You know, we had a great ceremony. We had a great night, a great time together that night. It was, you know, and it just carried on. Because every time we look at it, we have that great memory of how we got that. So, so that's a part of what Spirit does, is that they show us the things that we've forgotten and also give us insight to the things that we don't know anything about until it happens. And then we have an experience. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. And I'm sure that everybody listening has like little examples of when they've listened to their, you know, guidance and followed that. And that's been like a great gift. I would love to, we could keep talking like this for so long, and yet it's been like an hour already into the show. I can't believe it, Matthew. I can't believe we've been talking this long. So I would love to know if we can go to some callers, because there's so many people waiting in the queue.
Okay. I'll do the best I can.
Okay. So.
All right.
But I just want to say I'm so happy that you and your wife have such a nice connection, and you know, she's got a great husband there. So you sound like a very nice family. I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah,
It's good when people have the love. All right, then. So are you ready, my dear Matthew?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, then. So we're going to take our first call. The first caller is number 702. I'm going to click on you now. Let's see. Hello, 702. Are you with us?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah,
hi. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Belinda. Belinda's one of our regular listeners. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I just want to thank Matthew. That was one of the most, that was really beautiful. That I was completely, the visualization, it was just beautiful. I just want to thank you, Matthew, so much.
Awesome.
I loved it. Yeah, that was just, I felt like I was really there. And I don't know. It was just great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Were you able to feel the energy that came in through your high self?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
At first, I felt like my head was kind of swollen or, like, heavy almost. But then I just told myself to kind of just relax into it and just let it flow. And it I just had it mainly going through my feet all the way into the earth from my more through my feet than my grounding cord. But, yeah,
okay.
Definitely felt the energy. Just beautiful. Felt really comforted and felt really good. Really good. So, thank you.
All right. Did you have did you want me to work on you a little bit today?
If you want to. I mean, that'd be great.
All right. So, do I have permission to connect your high self?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm connecting to God, connecting to the Masters, going to connect to about you. Wow, yeah, I could see that. Activation really helps you. Oh, my gosh, do you have like a – and I see this a lot when people do activations. It's like you have a big old afro of gold light around your head, and it's still permeating out around your head.
I do feel
I love afros. I used to have one. I mean, you know, I used to – when I looked at my aura pictures, I used to have like – yeah. But, yeah, so yeah, I just see that big, beautiful – okay, Mother Mary is going in to your throat chakra, and she says it's really important that you start to express exactly how you feel in the moment and not let it build over time and then talk about it later, because then it uses its vitality. When you speak and feel about how you feel in that moment and you speak about it, the pain and that energy will go away. Does that resonate with you?
Yes,
okay.
Does.
She's going to go in there with Lady Jessica, and they're going to clear the red out of your throat chakra, because it's actually supposed to be blue. And there's a lot of male pressure in there, like pressure coming from someone in your life who's a male and, like, challenging you. Okay, challenging you. And Mother Mary's taking it out right now. And she says, once you let it out, you'll feel so much better and you'll feel more confident to nurture yourself. It's when you don't give to yourself that you feel like you're reaching beyond yourself, trying to please others. And when you do that, it's easy that you'll get resentful. Does that resonate with you?
I do that, but I don't really feel like I'm resentful, but maybe I am and not knowing it. I guess
okay.
I could be.
Okay.
I am a nurturer. I know that.
You're a nurse?
Nurturer.
I'm
always have been,
okay.
Even as a little kid.
Okay. Okay, so she's removing all that energy of your throat chakra. All right. I have your master, looks like your master teacher coming in on your left side. And he kind of looks like half man, half turtle. What's that?
That's so funny, half man, half turtle. I have this thing I've always had. It's called the Turtle King. That I don't know. It's just been with me. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, I'm glad that was okay. Let me see. So he's paying right now. He says you have to learn how to open your eyes more. He says that you're like looking at the ground when you walk. And he wants you to feel proud. He wants you to look up, look at, greet the sun, greet the light. when you focus on people's eyes and the energy around their body, you get to take that in, and you don't, and you won't have to worry about face value or the energy that people put off. There's an energy about learning how to have strong boundaries with people and their energy field. And when you look to their energy field, like around their body or their crown chakra or above their eyes, you're not looking directly in their eyes. You're able to deflect some of the negativity that is thrown at you. So he says, learn to not look down at your shoes when you walk, but learn to look up. And you'll start to feel yourself gaining energy during, in, you know, in the, when you're in your life, rather than losing energy in your life. Does that feel true to you?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So and now he says he's gonna put his, he's putting his fingers up on your crown chakra and pushing up a button. And he's going with his left hand, and he's pulling energy out of your solar plexus. And he says a lot of this energy is from you holding back your love, holding back your energy, holding back. You're a complete, total record keeper. You have a lot of records, a lot of energy from your past lives, and a lot of the energies from your past lives, like deja vus, are coming up to fruition. And a lot of the energy that you're bringing into this life now is like lessons and energies that you have worked through, and so you're coming into a new set of karma. And we don't want you to be stuck. We want you to be free flowing and learning how just to take steps and not focus on any one thing that is bothering you, but just realize that they're there and then move on. And this will also help, he says, with the problem solving and solutions that came from your activation today. So he's pulling all the energy out of your solar plexus. Okay. Mary Magdalene is going down to help him. And she says it's important for the nurturer to be nurtured. So she's nurturing her lower back. Okay. Can you sense that happening?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can get a name from him. Cecil. Cecil is his name. I was waiting for this big, grand something else, and he said, Cecil. Cecil is my name. So Cecil is that your master teacher that looks like a half man, half turtle. But
what part of him is turtle, and what part of him is man? His face looks
turtle man. His back is big like a turtle, and he has like a shield of armor in the front. Looks like gold, and then he has short, stubby legs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that was Cecil. And he's bowing to you, and he says, I bid you good day. And he's walking back into your energy field. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Claudia.
Oh, thank you, Belinda, for calling in. With your little turtle man. Hello.
Oh, that's
Cecil. That is so cute.
I even have stuffed animals that I call the Turtle King. That's so amazing.
Oh, the Turtle
so
King.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's, you're amazing.
Wow. Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh,
thank you both.
Thank you so
much
for calling.
Oh, okay.
We love you too. Bye,
right.
Linda. Thanks for being with us. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. We love you. Bye. Okay. Well, that was interesting. Nice to get confirmation immediately on things. Yeah, Belinda's so sweet. She's very nice. Very, very good energy. I like that girl. All right, then. And we have lots of other wonderful people, and I don't even know who anybody else is, so this will be fun. We're going to do some random taking numbers here. Why don't we try this one? It's a 406 number.
Wow.
It's 406. Are you with us?
Montana.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's your name?
This is Patrick.
Oh,
hi,
hey.
Patrick.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Patrick, what's happening?
Oh, Patrick.
Lucky guy. Lucky you. Jeez, always.
Hey, you should be happy. I didn't recognize your number, but hey, Patrick, you're one of the part of the community of the Ascended Masters and Angels. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Hey. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Matthew.
Matthew, he said happy birthday to you.
Oh, I didn't even hear. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now sing to me. No.
We could do it together. Want to guys, do that?
I'll make my singing debut on the radio. Don't embarrass me.
Don't do that.
So what can I do for you, Patrick?
Well, you know what? I guess my question is, I just went back to Southern California, and I'm kind of wondering, I'm looking for work right now, and I am not quite sure what I want to do. Originally, I was in architecture for the last 20 years. And as I put out resumes, I think I've put out probably 200 resumes now in the last week or two, and not getting any response. And I'm just wondering, what's going on there?
Well, first of all, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes, sir, you do.
Thank you. Okay, let me see. Creator, to your masters, to your high self. All right, I'm going to place you in my workshop with pink, purple, and white light around you. Okay, so Metatron's coming in. Okay. Okay. All right, so he's saying that there's a lot of energy in your solar plexus being blocked, like your motivation, your energy, still unsure about where you're going, what you're becoming, what you're doing. So there's like this, you're almost like repelling yourself from what you are trying to get. And so he's going to go into your solar plexus right now and clear out the energy. And there's an energy of abandonment. There's energy of rejection inside this. The third chakra, this is going to clear that out for you. Okay. So you're an architect, huh?
I was, yes.
So you're putting resumes for everything?
Yeah, you know, I have a strong desire to work with animals, and especially horses. I've worked around them a lot in my life anyways. And so there is a bit of confusion, like what direction do I go in? Because everything that I look for regarding horses is all volunteer.
Okay.
And while we're still in this phase of the world, I need to make money.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So that's part of that repelling, I think, is happening. So he's changing the energy and vibration inside your third chakra, which is the motivation, the charisma, and the movement. And he says a lot of this energy has to do with a lot of dad energy inside you, wanting to be in control, wanting to have an expectation of the outcome. And it's a very centered energy where it's not something that you always think about. It's something that's already in you. That's like a feeling when you're making these resumes, and you're putting them in. There's already an energy around those resumes that foretell that. And sometimes people can pick that up and say, "Oh no, we're not going to hire you." Oh no, because they can already feel the energy that you put into your writing. And so what we're going to do, Maskutumi, Metatron, Ganesh are going to clear the energy of all the resumes that you just put in and send them down your grounding cord. And a lot of times, okay, going to let another secret out. So a lot of times when I'm up against, let's say, I have paperwork that I sent in and, you know, maybe I got a ticket or something and they're not going to give me my tags back until I pay this ticket off. Well, I'll send Master Guthumi, Metatron, and Ganesh in to clear the path that makes sure that whatever energies that were around that situation is dismissed. And sure enough, about a week later, I'll get a thing in the mail or says, okay, here are your tags, you know, send them in. I'll go, yes. You know, it's a little bit like cheating, but at the same time, all it is energy. And you can pull the energy off of anything that you do because whatever your intention is in the moment, it's old energy, and so it can be changed. However, it reacts to your writing or they react to how they look at your name or that, you know, there's a charge there, the hidden energy there that we can actually dissolve. So we'll change the energy to receive rather than repel. Okay. Okay, there you go. So that changed right away. We're going to pull the energy down your grounding cord. So let me know when you feel the heat in your belly button, start to pulsate or move around.
Yeah, I feel it.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's the clarity. It's clearing. It's clearing the connection that you made. Okay. Okay. Metatron says in 2 weeks you should get something in the mail or get a phone call. Or maybe even sooner. Okay, you guys, either pick one or the other. Roger Gatumi said, in a couple of days, Metatron said in a couple of weeks, and then Ganesh said, I'm not saying anything. It's like, okay, please, why don't you guys make a decision here?
Yeah, I get the feeling that all of a sudden things are going to come at me full force, and it'll be choosing which one to take.
Master Gatumi says, make sure you get some rest. If you're going to need it.
Ah, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a vision this morning. I woke up and I had one of those, it was just like a half asleep, half awake vision where, you remember at the end of the first Matrix movie where they're in the hallway and Neo realizes that he's the one and they're shooting bullets at him and he just puts his hand out and stops them. And the bullets kind of sit suspended in midair. And I realized, oh, gosh, I have all these good things, not bullets coming at me, but good stuff, love and all that. For some reason, I've got this blockage up. But I just wasn't able to get in tune with what exactly that was in order to just let it release so that those things could get to me.
Yeah, it's like Metatron says, it's like having all the answers but not using them, knowing that they're there but not knowing how to read the manual. A lot of times that happens when we're overwhelmed by energy and visions. It's like, okay, what do I do with this? So he says, really, really go inside and feel what that dream, what that vision means to you, and then follow that, no matter how small, no matter how big, follow it. Follow it, meaning pray on it, meditate on it, ask for guidance over it, and it'll show yourself to it. It'll show you what it means. But we have to, we're always looking for instant gratification. We want to know what it means now. And the Metatron says it's important to take certain steps to develop that skill, to be able to be intuitive and empathic enough to feel what it means to you in your life. It could be for someone else completely different or a situation that's coming. And it just puts us on task to remember to really relate, because we are the dreamer, we are the vision maker, and it's coming from us. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay. So that didn't really help you anyway, which is what you're asking me, but that was Metatron. You know, he's all about, like, you know, let's get you to work. Let's get you to find this out for yourself. I want you to take back your power. I want you to realize what you have, and that's Metatron. And most of them will work with what you choose and support you in it. And so that's why, you know, a lot of times people ask me yes and no questions, and I automatically look at Master Cthulhu and just, nope, you have to tell them this. And so it makes me to stay in my integrity. But also, I tell some of my clients, I'm like a little kid. I can't help myself. I tell people anyway when I get the chance. But, you know, I'm not supposed to, because my mission is to be able to help people find their own truth, to take back their power. So anyways,
mm-hmm.
I hope that helps you a little bit, Patrick.
It does, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for
calling. And I'll see you.
Thank you for
catch
calling.
You on the flip side.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll see you around, my dear. Okay.
All righty.
All right. Love
take
you.
Care.
Bye. Okay, love take you. Care. Bye. All right.
Cool. Okay, you know, I don't know any of these numbers, Matthew, so we'll just take them as they come, Mr. Aries, man. Okay. Which one should we take next? Do you know? Do you have any idea? Do you have any number preferences?
Give me some numbers.
Okay. There's a 612. There's a 586. There's a 509. 509. All right. Sounds good. We're going to take you 509. Let's see. I'm clicking. Hello, 509. You're on the CJ Miller Show with Matthew Bueno.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Hi.
Good.
We're great. How are you?
Good.
What's your name, my dear? Who are you?
My name's Cameron.
Oh, Cameron. Oh, my God. That's Cameron. Wow. That was pretty good because I didn't know your number, and Matthew found you.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Wow, that's great. Well,
okay, fill me in. Who's Cameron?
Cameron, she called a couple of, I don't know, when was that? Like a few weeks ago, right, Cameron?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on there 2 weeks ago, so I'm happy to be back here. This is awesome.
Me too. I'm so glad. You know, again, another person we know, but this is great. So, okay, please go ahead, talk with Matthew, Cameron.
Okay, well, I know you were talking about energies and people being in your, perhaps being in your auric field. I was kind of curious if you're involved with a spiritual teacher, if I was involved with a spiritual teacher, and let's just say it was kind of a cult, and then you're distancing yourself from them, but is it possible that they could still be in your auric field or popping into your perspective unbeknownst to you?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
Is that something that you sense on me?
I just want to be really careful about what I say. A lot of gurus or medicine people, if they're not with integrity, sometimes they could take advantage of people, especially if they want to have them keep coming back or keep thinking about them. They still need my help. You need to call me. I could see you got cords. You're corded. You're corded down in your second and first chakra. You have three cords down there. And those cords are like desperate cords. They're desperate. Like they're losing you. Whoever it is, they're losing you. Or you're walking away and they're feeling like, why? What did I do? And the energy around that, it's almost like the person is suffering from like a midlife crisis or something. Like they're losing all awarenesses or they've done something so horrible that they're blaming themselves and they're actually putting themselves in their own jail, in their own their own cell, and feeling like this is the only way that I'm going to get to people. And whenever you have, and you give your power away to any spiritual teacher, if they don't ask permission, if they don't work with spirit, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to trust human beings, because human beings, we have egos and we have attachments and we have, you know, and we have expectations, instant gratification. And we have all these things. When spirit works with you, like we do with, you know, Mother Mary, when Mother Mary comes in, you feel her love automatically. Anything lower than that, don't work with those energies. You want to have Mother Mary's love and higher in order to help you evolve. And that's why we work with the Master. But, for, you know, and it's okay. It's a learning process. It's not your fault. And, you know, the only thing that I could say about people who court people consciously, this person courted you consciously, and it's not something that we don't like to. It's really disrespectful. You know, it's something that's a big no-no. You know, and the only way that you can empower yourself is right now. I want you to ask Archangel Michael to come into your high self.
Archangel Michael, okay? Please come into my higher self.
And I want you to add. You want you to ask him to stand in your field. Okay, and I want you to ask him to ask the high self and for that person that you feel who it is to tell their high self, to tell their human not to do this anymore to you.
Okay.
And just let me know when the energy down below starts to release itself. You tell him, Archangel Michael, if this is not okay for this person to cord me anytime they want.
and I need you, you say to Archangel Michael, I need you to please raise my vibration and frequency so this person cannot court me again. So let me know when the energy starts to pulsate in your first and second chakras.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a grounding cord on?
Yes.
Okay, so they can send all that energy down your grounding cord so it can be transmuted. And as you transmute, the energy becomes a higher frequency. And everything, again, everything begins with God. And like a song, like our traits, like what we're here to do in our mission, whatever we are as people, our filters need to be cleaned. And when our filters are cleaned, chaotic energy or this energy that we're transmuting with you right now comes back to God's source as an ally, as spiritual confidence, as support. So remember that. And it's important to really keep your energy clear, keep your energy clean, keep your aura clean, your chakras clean. Okay, so we're not done yet. So there's a past life between you and this person that this has happened three times before, and it looks like there's a contract between you and this person. So I'm going to go up to Master Kutumi, and we're going to go talk and look at your Akashic files real quick. Yeah, sorry. Okay, so he says that that this person was a slave master way back when, and you were one of his captives, but it feels like she's a female in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so the energy is, okay, I know who you're talking about now. Okay, so they're going to clear the energy of that past life with you right now and take all the charge of that captivity energy, the feeling like there's no escape, then change it, clear it, take out the charge and bring it down into your high self so it can come back into purity. Okay, so here it comes. I just want you to breathe as it comes through. These are the three lifetimes of your Akashic files with this person, clearing you so you can raise your vibration and no longer have to worry about her energy attacking you or being on you or their energy. Okay, all right. So I'm getting two people in this lifetime that are attached to you. Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to have to go get the other one. Hold on. Archangel Michael, can you come in for a minute? All right, he's bringing Master Toph and Merlin in. And this one's a strong one. This one is something from your past. I'm not sure. This was the very first time that you were courted by a male in your second chakra, in your sexual energy area. So we're going to go down there. Ashtar's coming in because we have to take out the imprint. Okay, so he's taking out that one. Is your left side, on your left side, you have your sacrum, just below your second chakra in that area, right on the erector spinae. Okay, so they're pulling that one out. I can feel shocks going down my leg from that being pulled out. Okay,
wow.
Yeah, it means that it's probably been there for a while. Confused about love. It causes us to feel confused about trust. It causes us to feel confused about decision making around trust and about love and intimacy. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to clear all the energy and the imprint and everything you just said right now out. Put it down your body part. Can you feel that happening?
Yes, I got chills.
Good. We're pulling all that out. Okay, Lady Justice coming in, and she's bringing in white light. She's calling it a white light turbulence, and what it does is that it clears out your lit types inside your auric field, so you'll be attracting energies to you that are healthier and higher vibrational people in your life rather than lower vibrational people. And there are no mistakes. You know, she says that everything that we do, we need to learn from so we don't ever go back to that. Okay.
That resonates.
Does that feel
Thank
better?
You so much.
You're
much
very welcome.
Better.
Thank you for calling. Yeah.
Of course. I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for calling, Cameron.
Yeah.
Feel good. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Have a good night, sweetie. Okay. Thanks. Wow. You're so good. You just knew.
So do you want to pick the next number?
Let me just clear myself real quick. That was a
heavy
duty.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yes, it was a very heavy.
Take
sure,
else.
That was a big clearing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just want to say, I just want to say that that was very powerful. And a friend of mine, who is a friend of hers, actually asked me just before. He said, "Oh, she might be calling in. So just so you know." And I, like, as if I knew her number. I didn't know her number. I was about to go looking for it, right? Because thinking, I don't keep anything in my mind. It's like a sieve. And so then I say, "You pick the number, Matthew," and you picked just her number, just at a time when she was really needing support. So thank you for doing that. That was very powerful, and you never know what you're gonna. I guess they knew, though. I guess your guides knew to take Cameron's number. So, all right. Yeah. All right, how are you feeling now, Matthew?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go on to this one.
Okay. Take a deep breath. All right, then. So how do you feel about a 208 number?
That feels 208.
Good. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try you, 208-991. Here we go. Hello, 208. You're with
Hi,
us
Matthew.
Live.
Hi, this is Laurie. Hi, Matthew and CJ. How are you?
Hi, Laurie. Good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited. Great. I was just saying a silent prayer, saying if I'm supposed to be on, I'm sure I will.
Oh, goody. Yay.
So, there's a few things going on. I don't know if they all combine together or not. I just broke up with my twin flame after 5 years. I do a lot of the work like Franco Denario talks about on your show, CJ. And so that was pretty, a lot of, I resonate with his work and what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's been a 5 years challenging relationship, but we broke up and I want to make sure there's no cords there. And then my back has gone out on me too. And that's making me a little bit uncomfortable. I'm trying to get a book published, and it just seems like I can't seem to get it out because of my back. And this book's been a 12-year process. And it's just to let you know, I was hit on by a drunk driver in 99. Five people were killed. I'm a walking miracle. My little boy was killed, and that's what the book's about. So that also has to do with the back, too, I'm sure, but... Anyways, I'm a little frustrated right now.
Wow.
And just looking for some kind of direction.
Okay. Laurie, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Okay, so we're bringing in the goddesses of heaven to bring nurturing energy and settle nurturing energy around your high self to kind of get you familiar with your own love, your own light, to help you feel with the energy, with the spirit, the love that surrounds you. Not only by the people who care about you, but by the spirits who walk with you. So as that's happening right now, they're bringing that energy in around you. And it's just to dissolve any and all impact that created charges in your etheric, angelic, and your spiritual fields. So you don't have to keep regurgitating the old feelings to keep coming up over and over again, causing you havoc, causing you stress, causing you fear, causing you sadness. And yes, you're recorded, but not only from the person you're with, but also from either friends or family of that person. And this is the first time I've ever seen somebody's chakra is webbed with like all this black webs in there. They're like keeping you held back. And it's almost like it almost looks like it's somebody who knows you well enough to knows what you're afraid of and then causes you to feel that pressure of not moving forward. Does that make sense to you?
It'd probably be my boyfriend.
Okay, so let me go ahead. We're just going to go
there's
ahead and
there's some competition energy there, I think.
Okay. So Master Bethune is going in. I'm bringing in Jeshua and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and Jeshua are kind of one of the same. Jesus Christ works on bringing love into your physical body and physical awareness, loving yourself. Jeshua works with the energy frequency of God's love, God's Spirit's love, and the energy of bringing in the energy coming from your guidance, coming in from your angelic guidance. Okay, so I have two angels coming in right now. They're both blue. They look like gigantic butterflies, and half jellyfish, half butterflies looking, this really blue, vibrancy blue, and they're going to sit in your auric field behind you, and they're going to hold space for you while we release this stuff out of your solar plexus. So
okay.
When you start to feel your energy field becoming expanded, just stay in gratitude. Stay in gratitude, okay? And we're just going to go into your third chakra. See, Metatron's coming, El Moria, John the Baptist. Okay, Lady Nada and Lady Jessica, going into your solar plexus area, and they're taking out all that stuff, dissolving all that energy. Okay. So those guardian angels that you have, they're creating an atmospheric energy and bringing in electrical energy into your high self, you and your mind to be at ease about the paradigms of life, the paradigms of karma, the paradigms of thankfulness and gratitude. Okay. They're using telepathy right now to talk to us, so just bear with me while I get these messages from your angels. To walk a path with diligence means to have to expose yourself at certain times that are not in your best interests. Sometimes when we walk the energy of diligence or rapport or success, we feel like we need to climb higher mountains in order to get to our goals. But when we feel ourselves being subjected to surviving, then and we're reaching for that goal or reaching for that person to ignite us or to fulfill us, and it's not there, we cause a separation feeling within ourselves that we can't trust what we feel. Does that resonate with you?
It does a lot, very much so. Thank you.
So that's one of your angels. That's one of your angels is saying, and that's what she's dissolving inside your energy field. And these two beautiful angels, they look like twins. One's taller than the other. The other one is starting to speak to me, too, so I'm just going to hold on. Let me get my transmission connected to her. Okay. So she's saying, remember that freedom is all around you. The freedom of choice, the freedom of being, the freedom of making decisions that not conquer the world, but conquer your difficulties. Remember to take every day with ease, to take every moment in life as a treasure, as a feeling of being connected to your soul source, your power, your divine fragrance, your divine femininity, your divine power, your divine high self. Make all these energies come in, combine to each other, so you can enforce individuality of your great creator that lives within you to be expanded in every direction in your life. And not only to be expanded, but to meet and greet the energies that you perform, that you create to be in your life on a constant basis. Remember that writing down the feelings that you have in your heart make bigger books than the thoughts that are in your brain. For the ones that come from your heart are already rewritten and written over again in the books of life. For the energy inside you permeating in every direction, let the purple light and the purple glow resonate within your third chakra, and let the progression of energy infiltrate and move these energies out, blessing the ones that were connected to that without resentment. That's a hard one. Okay. All right. So they're clearing all the energy in your third, second, and first chakras right now. Can you sense that happening?
Yes. I do.
All right. So Archangel Michael's coming in. He's going to clear out some opinions of others. You have a lot of opinions of others in your crown chakra, including your own, almost like ego, like saying, oh, yeah, I should have done this, or I should have said that, or I should have. And so he's clearing all that energy out.
Yeah, I have a pretty big beat at stake.
Well, it's okay. We're getting honest. All right. So we're clearing all the energy out for you. All right. Metatron's going down into your lower back to clear out three cords. The first cord is coming right directly from your left butt up, and the other one is up by your, just below your ribs on your left-hand side.
Yep.
And then there's another one right on your maybe L3, L4, directly on your spine.
Mm-hmm.
You're cutting those away, and then we're taking the imprint out, and then we're taking the imprint out of your auric field, your etheric, angelic, and spiritual field. And Archangel Michael is raising your vibration. And again, your angels are expanding your field. Oh. Did you do the activation today? Did you do the meditation activation?
I did.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense now. Well, these two angels are from that period. I've never seen anybody like you before. You guys are awesome. Is it glowing and you have electricity? You guys look like jellyfish and butterflies at the same time. And then they just looked at each other and they looked back at me. And I was like, oh, that's where you guys are from. You guys are from the Atlantean energy that we brought in. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I got overexcited there. Yep, love that. That's kind of cool. Okay. So now they're sending energy into your brain. And the Master, Master Ayubi? Oh, sorry, Master Kwan. Is going in there to take out the charge of energy and memory that helps, that keeps you encapsulated and harnessed in, like, in a feeling of prison or feeling of can't escape, feeling of claustrophobia out of your brain.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So they're clearing all the charges out of your brain, your energy field. Archangel Michael says there's a lot of opinions of others in your brain. He's still pulling them out. And then he's reconnecting you with Master Cthulhu to Master Hilarion. And they're going to do a mini activation on you, which is cool. You know, this is a mini activation to get you reconnected with your high self and to be able to start trusting more of what's inside you rather than what you're reading or what you're seeing or what everyone else is saying, but to follow your own heart, to follow your own dreams, follow your own aspiration. Okay.
Okay.
So bringing in that white light with purple and gold into your crown chakra. And spinning around, Buddha and Ganesh, clearing out your litites. All right. And we're changing all the energy and your filter up to higher truth, higher love, higher energy. And now the solar plexus looks like it's starting to spin again. Okay. All right. So, okay. So it looks like there was an attempted curse on you that didn't reach you all the way.
Yeah.
And it looked like it came from this gentleman or this person.
Yeah.
And so it's in your etheric body, and it's causing, like, traumatic pain, like pain of conflict pain, like in your back, like your back is having conflict with something that you can't put your finger on. So I'm calling in Metatron, Archangel Michael, Ashtar, Lady Gaia, okay, Isis. We're going in. They're coming in. Mahachalan just came in too. All right. So they're extracting that energy out of you. And Michael just chimed in and he says, you know, the worst lesson that anyone can have is when you send out a negative vibe of a curse, no matter what you do, it always comes back to you.
Right.
So in other words, he's not going to send it back to the person who sent it to you, so give it to God. But in all fairness, that person's going to get a lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just pulled it out, and now they're pulling down the ancient energy of all that gold light that's around your crown chakra into that place to fill it back up with your own DNA, your own high self. Okay. Can you sense I'm working on you right now?
I do.
Okay. Okay, so I need you just to breathe out your grounding cord or out your feet. Breathe the energy out so it starts to flow. Very good. Okay. Thank you, Lori.
Hey, thank you so much, Matt. Thank you, CJ.
Everyone.
I can't say what this means to me. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you so much, Lori. Take
thank
care.
You so love you
love
both.
To you. Okay, we love you. Take care. Bye. Wow. Some very deep issues, deep and heavy issues people are
bringing
today.
I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
The ability to do that, you know, it's just a, you know, and I think part of it is just me as an individual, because growing up, I hated bullies. I hated people who picked on other people. I couldn't stand it, you know, and I would always stick up for the little guy, you know, and so the same thing, when I see other people bullying other people with energy, I said, I'm going to find out any solution I possibly can with integrity to figure out how we're going to help people with that. And Archangel Michael was the one that showed me how he cuts the cords and he dissolves the karma at the same time. And it's pretty awesome the way he does it. You know, it's almost like looking at someone who has electricity coming from his fingertips and everything that is like, if you see a circle with maybe a texture of a bubbly substance, bubbly toxins, and he puts his hand up against it and it just dissolves it in like all this white light and just like popping and crackling and dissolving, and then it's just pure, ooh, you know, pure white light just humming really, really beautiful. That's what Archangel Michael does. He just clears it in that much time. So it's incredible how, you know, all of them just come together and multitask on different levels and different things. And, you know, lucky for me, I think too much anyway, so I can work with all of them at the same time.
Well, I like that imagery. That's really going to help me, of Archangel Michael with like the electricity coming out of his fingers and then dissolving it, the cords. Basically, that's what you're saying. Like the energy is coming out like a light, almost like white light, or is it blue light?
He takes out the charge developing the problem. The origination, we always see who it's originated from. We see who's sending it.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the radio. I don't want to say any names or, you know, describe the person too much because they might be listening.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we take off the origination, what's being sent, and the end result, causing this, causing that, you know, it's causing this feeling in there, causing the confusion about this, and that's the end result. So we doubt ourselves. So we take that out. The imagery is gone. The charge is gone. So that pain is no longer there. So we're empowered. It's almost like, you know, when the tide goes out, you know, that's the energy that's being dissolved. And then tide comes in, you know, it's a new cascade of light, energy, coming back in to nourish the earth, nourish the ground. You know, so that's what happens. It just recedes and it comes back and with a new vitality, a new nourishment energy that comes and takes its place. And so we don't have anything to go back to that's negative anymore. It's gone. So we can't keep using that as an excuse. And move on.
Right. But couldn't we, say a lot of us have this cord thing happening, right? Couldn't you say, look, that was two calls in a row talking about cords. So is it, not to go on a total, tangent here, but I just want to say, is it possible that you could have the cords cut for you or dissolved or cleared, and then they come back again with the same person?
Sometimes, I will give you an example. Yes, that's a possibility, but you have to invite that person back.
Right,
Once the masters work on it, they change the vibration, raise your frequency, so it can no longer come back. That's our program. That's our mission. Okay, so that mission is stuck with us. Every time we work with somebody, we pull off their cords, we make sure that vibration is raised enough, high enough, that person can't find that person. Or we teach people how to cloak themselves so they'll disappear and that person, whoever's sending that energy out, can't find that person. Sometimes people who are sexually involved with other people, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, they end up going back to that person and they get corded all over again. And sometimes cords also represent past lives, karma. That's why when we go and we automatically, when we take a cord out, we can see if it feels like it's a really, really old cord or a brand new cord in this day and age. An old cord looks like a ball and chain, rusty chain. It smells. It smells like seawater or something rotting. Mm. And you know, and that's what you can tell, the age of it. And then when you ask Meskatumi, one of the angels or one of the masters, to work on it, they will tell you, this is from a long ago. We need to go into contracts. We need to look at spiritual contracts, or we need to look at new Akashic files. And so the easiest way to do it is just to wipe it clean from the Akashic files. doing a spiritual contract is something really, really different, that we have to go in together, read the contracts, and then burn the contracts. That's something completely different. But conscious files are really easy to find, you know, because I have my library right in my workshop, you know, and then Master Kuthumi is the record keeper. He goes back there, he gets the book out, we look at the person, and that's part of what I teach people in my instruction classes.
Mm-hmm.
How to do it, you know, I maybe shouldn't talk about that too much, but yeah, there's that part that people love to do that, you know, for each other.
Uh-huh.
And at first, and I'm going to be honest, at first is fake it till you make it, okay? And mm-hmm. I don't mean that in a negative sense. I mean that you know, a lot of people have a hard time reading what's on paper. So we need to
right.
have a thin blindfold to use another sense part of ourselves. So when you're working on somebody and somebody has cords, you have to feel inside yourself how it feels in your own body, rather than what it sees like or what it looks like, or using your mind, using your physical eyes to see this thing. So you have to
mm-hmm.
use your empathic energy, your intuitive energy, feel your field, and then feel that person's field. Does it resonate? What's stuck there? Is if you have a gut, you have something in your own gut. If you, like I was saying, that I could feel that energy going down my leg because I was really
mm-hmm.
connected to each person. So when you're connected to people, you can tell the age, you can tell the date it was put there, you can see the person is masculine or female, and you can go in and you'll know exactly. You ask, Master Kuthumi is just the bomb. He's just the diggity bomb. You know, he just does everything. You know, so he'd go in and say, so this is what we're doing, because I'm his apprentice, you know, and I will
right.
never be, you know, I don't know, I'll always be a student, but, you know, being an apprentice of Master Kuthumi is something great that I feel. So he tells
yeah.
me, you know, hey, this is what I want you to focus on, what you get, and I say, this and this and this, yeah, okay, but I want you to look at it this way, and then he'll show me a different way to look at it, so I'll have different insight for different people. And a lot of times, and there was a caller when we were working on her throat chakra, that a lot of times we carry stuff for such a long time that we don't know it's there until it's gone. Because, you
mm-hmm.
know, we've carried it for so long it becomes a part of us. But it's still standing
right.
out, you know, with red light, and there's emotion in there that doesn't belong in that frequency. So when I say that, I say, well, that doesn't really resonate or that doesn't feel true. A lot of times, you know, that's okay. That's great. But we're still going to take it out because it doesn't belong
right.
there. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's just a matter of being flexible, being honest, and being in your integrity in this line
mm-hmm.
of work, especially working with cords.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's such an interesting concept. I mean, it seems like we could talk, you know, what would be interesting is if we could do one show talking about, like, relationships and cords and that whole thing, because it's quite an interesting concept, because the average person, and not that the average person necessarily, the regular Joe, is listening to the show, but we all know regular people, you know, we might all be a little unusual, a little out of the norm, that those who listen to this type of thing, healers, usually are. But I can bet you, wouldn't you say that everybody that's listening to the show has probably had some situation where they've been corded before? Like, I hear what you're saying about this, when you raise your frequency high enough, then you can't be corded. But what if you really, like, have feelings for somebody? What if it's not that they're hurting you? It's just that maybe they're like an energy. Is it certain people are like energy suckers, and is that how they cord you?
We have powerful minds, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We can think about somebody 2,000 miles away and get the feeling about what they're doing, and that's just me. But I won't do it unless. Sometimes I was telling a client, you know, a couple of days ago, that when someone crosses my mind, I call them. You know, a friend of mine, of me and Kelly Morgan, Samantha, she called, or I saw her face come through my mind's eye, so I immediately called her. I said, hey, how you doing, and what's going on, you know, this and that, and just checking in. And I follow that every single time. I follow that. So we have very powerful minds, right? And some people who are in the line of work of what we do, and maybe not in entirely in their integrity, or maybe have lack of information or lack of knowledge about what they can do, but they have a great big power. And like, again, they haven't read the manual. They don't know how to work it. They only know the basics of what they learned from their friends or what they saw on TV or, you know, what I mean, just, you know, just little bits and pieces. But they have a natural way of connecting to people that they don't know how to train themselves to do. So a lot of times their subconscious will connect to people. And that just happens on a regular basis. And when we're conscious people, we can feel whether that conscious connection is true or not. So in the beginning, I cord people every time I work with them. But I cord through God, through the masters, and then to the people. Because that's the safest way, the most honest way, the most integral way, the most truthful way to connect to people. If you're going to God, to the masters, and to the person, because nothing can escape them. And that's why another thing is that when we ask people to call in this through your high self or that through your high self or call in this being through your high self, don't ever call them into your energy field because you're opening up a vortex or a portal that any old Larry Curly or Moe can come in and stand with you and go whoop, 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 and pretty soon you'll be doing weird stuff with your hands and, you know, making weird sounds. But, you know, and so it's important to really bring energy into your high self, because in your high self, you got to go through God. You got to go through Archangel Michael. Mm-hmm. So you got to go over to the ones that are watching over you. So basically, a lot of times, it's not totally completely people's fault. It's that they don't have the right training in order to know their integrity. You know, and I can say that I have been there. I have been there. I have courted people in the past. I have yearned for my, you know, for girlfriends. I've yearned for jobs. I've yearned for that car. I've yearned, and I have done manipulative things to get what I want. And that was before I knew I had that power. When I had a teacher, and she said, Matthew, you can't do that. You have to ask permission. Well, why? God, give me a brain. I can just use it any time. She says, no, but it's not with integrity. Do you realize that every time you court somebody, they automatically start to feel what you feel and take on your negativities? No, I didn't know that. Okay. So I want you to really think back of all the people that you've ever thought about and thought about them over and over again and cut your cords. So I started doing that. And then as soon as I started cutting those cords, she says, do they feel like they're gone? I said, no. She was okay. Now this is good. I'm glad that you feel that they're not gone. Now I want you to call an Archangel Michael. I said, who's Archangel Michael? She was, he's one of the greatest angels that you can ever have as an ally. That's why I met Archangel Michael. He came in, and he showed me his sword. One side was white light. The other side was blue. And it was on fire. And he didn't say anything to me. He just started cutting cords, and I felt the anger, the repression, the sadness, the resentment leave. And then I realized in that moment that thought is pure. Thought needs to be pure. Thought needs to be love. Thought needs to be motivation. It needs to be integrity. Even if I get mad at somebody, that's why I have a transmuting bucket on my side of my leg, and I throw the thought away so it can transmute itself. Or I have a grounding cord so I can send energy down that way. You know, the less energy and negativity I have, the less I'll be courting people with negative thoughts. You know, we get mad at people. We're going to, you know, we have 1,000 thoughts before we even get up and go get our coffee in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I got to do that, And it's okay. We're not perfect people, but we're on a cusp of learning how to be more aware. And coming with the awareness comes with the integrity.
Wow. This is such an intense topic, and I want to. I mean, we could keep going on about it, but I'm really conscious of the fact that we definitely have more people waiting online. So, do you want to take? Wow, I'm so blown away by this topic. So, you want to take more calls now?
No, I want to. Can I take a little break? I'll be right back.
Yes, of course. You know what? I'll play some music then. Or I'll talk a little bit about what's going on next week, and then I'll play some music. So how many minutes? Should we take about a five minutes
break?
I'll be right back. Okay, we'll take 5 minutes, and we will come back. It's now 11:05 Eastern, so we'll come back at 11:10, and I'm going to play some music now by... It's called Om Shaman by Matthew Cosell, who's a friend and a sound healer. Some beautiful music. So when the music ends, we'll be back on in 5 minutes. Thank you, everyone. CJ Miller with Matthew Bueno. Break time. Hello, I am back. You know, I am so sorry. I forgot to unmute myself. Here I am babbling away. And then I'm hearing, I'm like, I'm here. I'm so sorry, everybody. This is CJ Miller and Matthew Bueno. And, I had to end the music. I can't do, it's not the DJ controls here that I would like. So I can't really do the perfect music seg. But it was a nice little break. So how are you feeling, my dear Matthew?
Well, I'm feeling, I don't know how I'm feeling, actually. I feel okay. I feel good. Yeah, I feel good.
Okay, yeah. Good. So, all right then, we can take some more calls, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
And just let me know what your energy is. So if you want to just take one more, a couple, I know it's getting later. But all right, so here we go. We're going to take, all right, don't get mad at me, Matthew. I'm going to take an oldie but a goodie
call
here. Hello, 561.
Hi.
Hello, oldie
Hi,
but a goodie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, we can hear you, Helene Lipson of the Helene Lipson Show. We love you
so much for taking. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Really, Claudia.
That's really what I said.
Matthew.
I said, Matthew, don't get mad at me.
Oh, Matthew, how could you get mad?
Listen to her. She's got a cold.
Yeah.
She's got a cold. Listen to her in Kauai with the poor thing.
I know. She's in Kauai, and I'm in cold California. No fair.
Cold. Please. Hello, I'm in upstate New York. You have nothing to complain about anybody.
That's right. That's right. I don't know what I'm saying. That's bad.
Actually, Matthew, I've been through a lot, even though I'm in Kauai and it's beautiful here. I have been going through a lot. I have actually had a lot of things come up and out of me, and I've been actually crying and sobbing, and now I'm sick here too. I'm finally coming out of it. It's just that I was releasing a lot of stuff, and I'm just on the verge of, I think, getting better. But I really haven't been that great, even though, like I said, I'm in the most beautiful place with the most beautiful people. And then just maybe partly fear of making changes and realizations about my life in the past and things that hurt me. I don't know if you have any insights for me.
Oh, boy, you put me on the spot. You like doing that, don't you?
Matthew, come on, Matthew.
It's all good. It's all good. Okay. Do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Of course you do. And Matthew, I love you.
Okay, I love you too. Did you do the activation today?
Yes, I did. I did, actually. And I did your grounding cord exercise too. I've done a couple of things.
So we're going to use the same energy that you activated yourself with to bring it into your high self. And just to take a good look and see what's going on with you. Okay, so Mother Mary says that you have a lot of repressed feelings and energies in relation to your father. A lot of resentment, a lot of anger, a lot of rejection coming up to the surface all at once. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's go. Let's call it Metatron, El Moria, Lady Nada, and Lady Jessica's already on her way. Grandma Lily, welcome, Grandma Lily. My grandma's here.
She's
funny. No, I don't know, Grandma. I'll ask her, though. She wants to know if you have gas.
Yes, actually. Okay. I should really say this on the radio. Yes, I've had an upset stomach, and I've been so sick. Oh, my God, this is terrible. All
I had to laugh. I had to unmute myself to laugh at that one. I'm sorry.
I swear, she is so proud. She's right on. Yeah, she says a lot of the gas.
So what does
everything.
That mean?
She says, I don't know. It just seemed like the funny thing to say to you. Okay.
Oh, my
I help
God.
You get out of your hungry. Okay. Okay.
I know.
It's a good thing we're not there.
Yeah,
just
I know. Yeah, well, you know, I could still smell things, you know.
Jeez. All right, so now for the comic revenge. All right. This is very good. Laughing at my expense on the radio, people. Okay.
Okay.
No, you're right, Matthew.
Okay. Okay. So there's some old cords coming out of you. Wow, cords tonight. This is kind of cool. Old cords. Hmm. These are old captured, like the feeling of being captured and losing everything. Cord. It's almost like being reeled in when you're just about to touch a dream and have the answer. You get reeled in, and so this feeling is about failure to yourself, failure as a human being, failure to your father, failure to yourself, and it feels like you've been captured in a trap that you feel like was built for you. It's almost like sabotaging yourself. Always looking at some things that are not going to work and then setting yourself up to fail. So that's a cord that's in your lower back that goes up into your heart chakra all the way up your spine. So El Moria and Astar are pulling that out for you. And then the women are healing the imprint in your heart chakra. And a lot of times when we have cords in our heart that go up in our body like a
like a wild hair, and it connects to the back of our chakra, sometimes it's really hard to feel what it is. Because when it's in the front of us, we can see it. We see our past. We already see what happened. We kind of know what we went through. But when it's behind us, that's like our future. And so we don't always see what's going to happen in our future, especially when we see self-sabotage in our future. We don't know how it develops. We don't know how it gets put there. And so we don't know how to avoid it sometimes. So by having a cord in the back of your heart like this, that's what shuts off that feeling of not being able to kind of come in contact with really what the truth is. And the big one Mother Mary says here, it's about feeling failure, feeling like you haven't done what you were supposed to do, and you're really beating yourself up over it. And that's just the collaboration, that conflict between you and your father and your energies of your brains. It's not so much the love of your heart, but it's more the energy of your brains and how it was developed over time and how you guys clash in your brains, because you guys are on two different lifespans, two different backgrounds about how you're developing yourself and how your father is more old school. And so they're clearing up all the energy of all that combative conflict energy about that in your high self. Any sense of that happening, Lynn?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so on money, you can't believe it. It's so spot on, Matthew. This is exactly what's going on.
Mm.
Okay. And so now they're going into your familial paradigms, which is located behind your eighth chakra in the back of your head. The eighth chakra, what happens is that, and just for the listeners too, is that when you have something, an old paradigm, an old model of how things are handled in your generations or in your family, it's called a familial paradigm. And so when, not all the time, but when people, we're looking at people and we're working with them and we see their energy field, the eighth chakra actually comes down and sits behind that energy, because it's like being pulled into submission. It's like being made to surrender, being made to look at something that we don't want to look at, you know. It's like staring into the sun. It's harmful to us, you know, and our brain says that it is. So when the eighth chakra travels down to the back of the head, like this is for Helene, it means that something is happening in her family that's causing to have her to feel repressed, taking other people's energies, feeling like the world is against her, feeling like there's no way out. I can't find the cheese. I'm stuck in this maze of thought and decision-making. I don't know what to do. All that stuff is in there in a familial paradigm. So what we do, not to use Helena as an example or anything, but just we ask Archangel Michael and Metatron to go in that past, find the generations where it started, and they're saying it started two generations ago, which is your father's father's father. And then they're going to look at the energy of what's caused that there. And so they're saying right now that a lot of the energy that you're carrying from that generation is about taking on all the other responsibilities of the family and then not dishing out what you're supposed to dish out to make yourself feel like one of the family. So it's almost like you're an outcast in your family. And that's how they perceive you as, because you're not following suit, because you're not doing what they want you to do, because that's in their energy. That's why they're programmed. That's their attitude. So what we're going to do with this is that we're going to go and clear all that energy for Helene. So Archangel Michael is going with Jeshua. Jeshua is now there with Metatron. And they're clearing all the DNA, all the energy coming down the line, the generations of two generations ago. I just saw a blue light flash, so that was good. So something released. And then they're bringing all that energy back into Helene's high self, refurbishing and giving her the energy of all that charge, all that resistance back in her body and going down your grounding cord. And now it's being refurbished back into its original state of pure God love, pure God light, and the energy that you carry. Remember to think good thoughts, be in gratitude. This is happening. Let creation take care of the minor details. And try not to get in your own way.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. How does that feel, Helene from Hawaii?
Feels very good. I think my headache is starting to go away, actually.
Okay.
I've had a terrible headache since all this stuff came up.
Wow.
And this is exactly what's going on. And this is what I've been processing that has been coming up. I'm actually physically ill as I'm processing it.
How do you feel now?
What?
How are you feeling now?
I feel good. I feel like a little of the pressure is off my head. And I'm so happy to have this extra support in clearing some of the past stuff that went on for past generations. And it's all true. Mm-hmm. I am a bit of it. I am the outcast. I'm the outlaw of the family. It's true. And, yeah, these issues are coming to a head.
Wow.
Did we clear that piece where I self-sabotaged myself for failure?
Yeah, we cleared that piece. In fact, I saw you incognito. Mother Mary was suggesting that it would be good for you to dress up as somebody else tomorrow and be in someone else's body for a while than your own. So you wouldn't have to. Yeah.
Mm.
Like make up a character and walk around the beach and believe it for a while so you can give yourself a break, not to be blaming yourself or coming down on yourself.
God, tomorrow's my last day in Kauai. I'll be somebody else. That's okay. I'm moving here June 1st, so
that's
I'll be
right.
back again. And Matthew, you can visit me.
Yes. That'd be great.
Yeah.
You could do a show from over there, a show on location in Hawaii.
A show
Matthew
on location.
Bueno.
We should film it. Oh, my God, we'll film it. I can take you to some great spot.
Ooh,
that's something
that's
we'll talk
fun.
About.
Okay.
Yeah.
It will be. Matthew, you helped me a lot. I really appreciate you taking my call. I definitely needed your help. So thank you. And, you know, we'll let it go with that whole thing with the gas now.
Hey, you brought it back again.
She
a little comic relief.
It helps to laugh.
Oh my God,
it really does.
That really does. That's nice. You have such a great laugh too, Lane.
Oh, love you guys
so nice.
So much.
We love you too. It's so nice to hear your voice, and I hope to. I can't wait to see you again sometime soon, my dear.
Me too, my love.
All right. Bye. Thanks for calling. Love you, Helene.
Love you.
Bye. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Matthew. Love you.
See you again.
Oh, that is so nice. Lainey, Helene Lipson, everybody, I do Cosmic Current with Helene, and she also has a show on N5D Radio. And she's one of our regular callers, as people will very well know, but we go through this each time she calls. Matthew pretends like he's not wanting to talk. You know, it's funny. It's funny, but you always give a great reading, so.
Yeah.
What
it's
are you,
you going to
do?
You know, I you know, sometimes when, and this is just because I have to follow what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when people call me and I can hear the determination in their voice, I have to ask, should I call them back? And my heart says yes, but then they say, you know, let them find their own solution. Let them figure out what's going on. That way, when we do talk to them, we'll get a better bead on what we can take care of. Because when you're going through something, you know, everything has a process, has a beginning, has a middle, like a book, you know, and it has an ending. And so when you're close to the end, everything is up, you know, and out of the closet and out in the world. And so it's good to go in and just, you know, like a Mr. Potato Head, you know, when you put clay in there, and you push it in, like the pretend hair comes out, and you just clip it off. So that's kind of like what we do with the cords, you know. And so the more that goes in to something that's painful, a lot of times, you know, a lot of times it has to work that way. And I don't always agree with it, but there's a reason why. maybe somebody needs to hear what she was going through that related to the radio, you know, and that they're going, oh, my gosh, that is exactly what I'm going through. And then that person gets insight. So, you know, it's better to share the support and the healing on like the program like this, and rather than just do people one-on-one.
Right.
You know, but it's still okay. But, yeah.
Yeah.
For Elaine, that's what I needed to do.
I think that was a very powerful healing, and, you know, being her, she's my best friend, so of course I've been talking to her, not as much as I normally do, not every day, so that's why I was glad to take her call, but I also know that she's been wanting to, you know, she's very good at reaching out for help when she needs help. I'm a little different, we're not all the same, you know, I tend to kind of keep things inside and suffer silently. and then I'll realize, I'm like, I really should ask for help with this. You know, it's, I mean, I kind of ask for help. So I don't always ask people to help me, which is ironic. I guess that's the thing about being a healer. We don't, not everybody is so, like, we're not so great at surrendering necessarily. I'm really trying to do more of that. But I like how Helene will, she really is going for her whole, this process that, you know, this ascension process that so many of us are going through. Lainey's right, Helene is really on the cutting edge of that, as so many of us are. But I really see what this whole journey, this human thing, this like letting go of these programs and these cords is so essential to clarity, getting to know yourself and getting to know your divine nature. Don't, I mean, doesn't it seem, this is the whole thing, right, Matthew?
Yeah, pretty much.
Clear. Yeah. gosh, just, you know, I'd like to, I want to check in with you, the birthday boy, and just see, you know, you've been giving so much to all of us this whole time, and it's now been about 2.5 hours, so I wanted to see if you felt energetically that it was okay to take one more call,
yeah,
or if we should
one more. Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, so we'll take one more call, and then we'll bring it to a close,
Before you do that, I'll let you know when I'm feeling, you know, out of sorts, and I'm not feeling completely myself, and I know I could do better. I'm an Aries. I'm bullheaded. I'm a ram. You know, I automatically will do it regardless if it hurts me. You know, and I have that fire, you know, that drive to do things. And my drive has always been about, you know, being in service. And today I was talking to Christ, and I said, how am I going to do this? You know, I'm going to go on the radio in an hour, and I feel like I'm coming down with something. How am I going to do this? He says, well, let's put a dozen roses in your brain. A dozen roses? Yeah, a dozen red roses. And I said, okay. So I did that. As soon as I did that, I smelled the fragrance, and it took my mind away from being attached to not feeling good. And the more that I started to focus on the roses, the better I felt. So that was something that was just introduced to me today, that a lot of times our sickness comes from our own brain and overthinking things. So yeah,
right.
I just want to give that a little bit of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
There. So
very
go ahead.
Let's, okay, yes. All right then, so the one last call here. Let's see. Do you want to choose it?
Sure.
Not as many people. Okay. This is what we have. We have 727. We have 831. We have 408. And we have 586. And the 408 is 551. 408, 551.
That's my birth mom. She'd probably get mad at me if I pick her.
Okay.
721.
721. Okay, we'll take 721. Actually, it's 727. Close enough. Hello, 727. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the C.J. Miller Show with Matthew Bueno. What's your name?
Kate.
What? Kate?
Kate, yes.
Hi, Kate. It's very hard to hear you. Maybe, are you talking on a cell phone?
I am on a cell phone.
Yeah. Is there anything? Just try to remove any fabric that might be near the head. You know, the phone. Just sounding a little unclear. Okay. Just speak up so we can hear how you sound, Kate. Hello.
I wish Matthew better.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. Matthew, can you hear Kate?
Yeah, Kate?
Yes, Matthew.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Where are you from, Kate?
Florida.
Florida, okay. And what can I do for you today?
Any thing that you may pick up in terms of my Christ consciousness and any negative cords that may need to be severed, Matthew?
I heard cords.
Oh, you didn't really hear what she said.
I heard.
Can you just repeat the first part of what you said again, Kate?
Sure. Just anything that I can do to heighten, strengthen my Christ consciousness, and are there any negative cords that Matthew picks up?
Okay, I'm going to repeat what you said. Is there anything that Kate can do to strengthen her Christ consciousness? And secondly, are there any negative cords attached to her?
Kate, do I have your permission to connect to herself?
Yes.
All right, connect to God, connect to Masters, connect to Kate. Okay. Okay. Okay, so we're going to be doing some removals in your crown chakra. And I'm just going to be removing these energies that are around by your ear and your left side of your brain and just removing that negative energy out of your etheric body. Archangel Michael there was John the Baptist. And it looks like you have more of a leech-like cord than a cord. Some cords have programs about how people think of other people. And if people are trying to pull off your energy or pull what you know or understand who you are, that sometimes you can have leeches as cords. So you have two leeches on the side of your head that we're pulling off right now. And let's get rid of the energy of all this stuff first, and then we can talk about the Christ consciousness. Okay. So Metatron's and Master Kutumi are in there too, and they're pulling something else out of the back of your head. This one in particular is coming from your family, from your in your side of your family, your familial paradigms, almost like an overprotective energy that won't let you do what you want to do or won't let you make your own decisions when you're younger. And so like, there's this overprotective energy around you that it's kind of like you're still trying to free yourself from that. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely, 100%, Matthew.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and just clear all that energy out of there, out of your familial paradigms. Okay, so there's a lot of past lives with about religion or aspects of religion and where to be and how to be and where to go and how to pray and all this stuff in your familial paradigms as well. Does that resonate as well?
It does.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take all that energy up because that's not God's love. That's people trying to control other people. And we want you to have the full embodiment of Creator, of God, of light, of Christ, of love, of Mary, of Merlin and his Mickey Mouse tie. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so they're making a vortex of energy around you to pull off all these cords. You have a lot of cords on you, okay? And it looks like the reason why that you have all these cords is it looks like you have a lot of past lives of being a white witch. A white witch is somebody who deals with Wicca or energy of the Celtic way. You have angelic sight. You're a seer. I see that you have a lot of gifts. You have a lot of lavender, a lot of cobalt blue energy inside you, which means that you probably know more than you're saying to me right now, which is okay. But it's, you know, we're on the same team. Does that resonate with you?
It does, Matthew.
Okay. So we're just going to clean you all up, okay? So let's go ahead and start taking off energy off the etheric and the angelic and the spiritual realm. So we're going to peel all this energy off, and we're going to be taking this one karmic energy on you, and I know this is going to be kind of weird for everyone else to hear this, but there's some kind of king placed you as knight of his, you know, like a protector, and it feels like you got lost somewhere along the line. You woke up in a drunken stupor, and a king was killed, and so you've been blaming yourself for not being a protector of this man for a long time in your life. So you have this like huge resentment that like opens up a door of being courted. Does that resonate? Does that feel true in any way?
It does.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and close that door and then take out that memory inside your high self. And then, okay, so King Arthur just wants to tell you that, you know, his energy is in here right now. He wants to tell you that you're a good lad and you've done the best you could, and it was just my time, he says. So I know that sounds far-fetched for some of you, but hey, we're working with the masters, and this is what we see, and this is what's happening, and it's helping. So anyways, I feel kind of, sometimes when I'm doing this work, I feel kind of like left field sometimes. But
no apologies.
Okay, just letting you know. All right. Okay, so he's taking off the chains. It looks like you, because you were the one on duty, that you were captured and placed in the dungeon and made to hell responsible. And because of your pride, you took it. You actually tried to move yourself to be hanged, and because you're one of the men of one of the knights that you had honor, that they weren't going to do that to you. So they just cast you out. So there's a feeling about being an outcast as well inside that your field.
That resonates, Matthew.
Okay. Mm. Okay. All right. So we're just going to go ahead and take that energy out and then repulse the connection to that lifetime and connect it to the lifetime prior to that and let all the energy come in into your white witch high self. And, you know, witch, you know, everyone has a different feeling around what that is, but a white sorcerer is somebody who cares for the people and finds ways to help heal on a higher, more intensified, faster level. And that's what you have. You have that mindset. You have that mind. You have that keen sense. You have that green aura around your brain, which is like really analytical. You can really process things really fast. It looks like you're a healer, a seer, a clairvoyant yourself. And so all that stuff is being revealed now that we're taking off all this stuff that's around your brain. So I'm going to ask Christ to come down into your high self. Okay. Okay, so Christ is saying to have Christ consciousness is to be available. To be available. When you are available, then we can perceive each other. When you are available, our hands meet, our faces touch, and our energies together build something greater because we are no different from one another. I have many names. I have many names, he says, but I also have love for you, and I want you to have love for yourself. When we can greet each other and meet each other halfway, that's when our energies can exchange wisdom, love, and understanding. But if you don't trust what you feel in your heart, because that's where you need to trust the most, in your heart and not your head, that you will feel the divine presence of my energy intertwining with your energy, and I will feel your divine energy intertwining with my energy, and we will become one. Okay. Okay. I asked him, is there anything else? He says, no, she understands. Okay. Do you understand?
I do.
I just had to ask. I'm an Aries. I just had to ask. Okay. Okay. So how do you feel, Kate? Does that feel better?
Yes, Matthew.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate, for
thank
calling.
Thank you so much for making yourself available.
Okay, I get that. That's what Christ said to you. That's it. Okay. No, you're welcome. Absolutely.
Wow. That was very powerful reading. and healing. Thank you so much, Kate, for being with us. Thanks for being our last caller. Yeah. Thank you, and have a beautiful night. We love you.
You also.
Okay. Take care. All right, then. Wow. Intense. Christ and everything.
Yeah.
And all these issues about cords tonight. It's a lot
of stuff.
It's
okay. There. The activation must have done it, you know. I didn't know what the activation was going to do. So, it might have shown to us what is not in the highest vibration and exposed all that stuff. So that's good. I'm glad it happened.
It is good. I know it's interesting because I've been thinking about it lately too. And so, like you said, you know, even when we're listening to other people's calls, there's stuff that's going to come up for different people that really resonates with them, that really, you know, tells a little bit of their story, and they can get something from it. So, wow, just very healing. Very healing stories. Wow. You're so great. You've done a great job tonight, Matthew.
Well,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent work.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, there was a little bit of a struggle. It was a struggle because I'm feeling like I'm coming down with something, but, you know, but I'm hard-headed. I'll do it anyways because that's my drive. And don't worry, Mom, I'm still coming down whether I'm sick or not. So, but I just wanted to make a prayer for all the people listening tonight that, whether they hung up the phone or still listening, that Archangel Michael visit you and to cut any cords that you're carrying inside your high self, in your physical body, around your head, lower back, any parts of your body, and to raise your vibration to the highest frequency that your high self will allow you to be free from any kind of cordings or succulents or any leeches or energies coming into your field that is not resonating with your high self and your highest good and your highest love and your highest integrity. So help us, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And this has been a great birthday show for me to be able to give on my birthday. So,
that's beautiful. And thank you so much, Matthew. And thank you to all the masters and angels and Archangel Michael and Jesus Christ and Mother Mary and everyone. I feel so grateful for them and for you, and I know everybody listening, even if they had to leave the show and they'll listen another time or they were with us through the show, that the energy is still here with us. And you know, I just want to say happy birthday, and I'm sure that by the time you go to Chuck E. Cheese's this weekend, you're going to be all better, Matthew.
Don't announce that. I was trying to keep that under my hat. Okay, yeah.
You already said it on the radio. What are you talking about?
Oh, I know. Kind of
okay, so here we go. I'm just going to do it because this will be my first time singing on the radio. I'm going to sing you happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Matthew. Happy birthday to you. So there you go.
Oh, that was beautiful. You have a great voice.
Thank you.
Wow.
My singing debut.
Like
that's my public singing experience.
Yeah.
So, but I really love you, Matthew, and I'm so happy you were born and that you are my friend and that you're here with all of us. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And, yeah, and I want to talk to you again after, you know, off air. I'd love to connect with you before your birthday. And what's the actual day? Is this weekend then?
The 31st.
It'll be Saturday?
The 31st.
Oh, the
Monday.
Oh, Monday. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's talk. So what do you got coming up for other than your birthday? What are the events that you have coming up that you'd like to plug, remind our listeners of?
I'm going to have a class, the Shamanic Journey class, in May 22nd to the 24th. And that one is going to be in Mount Shasta. And I haven't quite nailed down where it's going to happen yet because a lot of the places that I've been going to are still on their winter hours, so they're not open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. But and so I still have to find that place. But when I do, I'm going to announce it probably, you know, hopefully within a week and get the exact investment and where it's going to be and how long and the itinerary. So I'll let you know about that. But yeah, it's supposed to, I want to be able to be in with the people, to be in the same place, to be able to have the activations and do teachings and instruction and just get people where they can have the ability to open themselves up and uniquely find their own gifts and use their own gifts to utilize, to process, to work, and to amplify into the world. And, you know, it's really powerful and awesome when you can get somebody to find out who they are inside and really, really be there to support them as they journey within to find out their secrets for themselves and to see what kind of look they have on their faces when they're all done and they have these new tools set aside for them in this healing world that we live in. And, you know, the energy is just not for those people who are natural, you know, healers. It's also for anybody who is willing to learn and to try something new. And a lot of times the energy will come in and just work with you for whatever you are. You know, if you're a social worker, it might help you with communication. But it's just about infiltrating and bringing in a bigger energy to help you facilitate your life on planet Earth. And, you know, being creative and bringing back your power and helping others. And when you change inside, it's just an automatic that everyone else changes around you because that's your responsibility. Whatever happens in your reality, that's your responsibility to take care of it yourself. So, and usually what we project is something we have to change inside. So, you know, that's what we're here to do. We help people to take that back, take that power back, and learn to find what they have inside that will help to bring them out of their self and into a higher part of themselves and live a better life. So that's what we're here for.
That sounds great. And that sounds it's just very needed right now. At a time when people are really looking for direction. So just to repeat, that's going to be May 22nd, did you say?
23rd 24th.
May 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Location, it's going to be
Mount Shasta.
But the exact thing to be announced. And they can find that on your website, which is...
Yeah.
Why don't you give them your website and your phone number, just so they have that.
Okay, so my phone number is area code 530-276-3642, and my website is www.ascendedmasterangels.com.
Great. Okay. So, and then on your website, you can find a lot of information about Matthew's classes, and you can also go to Facebook and friend Matthew S. Bueno on Facebook, or you can friend me, Claudia Helmke Miller, CJ Miller. And then you can keep abreast of the happenings that are going on for Matthew or for any shows that we're doing. Let's talk, when is our next show? Because we haven't planned our next show.
Our schedule
is kind of different this month since I didn't have my show with Franco. And my next opening would be the 14th, so the only other time, that's a Tuesday. So I'm not sure if we want to wait all the way until then or if you want to do something the week of your birthday because that's...
The
15th is Tuesday, yeah.
I'd like to do something probably
before?
Just after my birthday if it's possible next week.
That's what I was thinking. So maybe on the... the first, that's a Tuesday. You want to do that? Okay.
I'll put that on there right now.
Okay, perfect. So how about, so everybody, and we'll put this up on Facebook as well. We'll be doing April 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And that'll be right here on Blog Talk Radio, the CJ Miller Show with Matthew Bueno. If you're not asleep already, if you're on the East Coast, you'll be going to sleep now. And we're wishing you all sweet dreams, everyone, and thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Matthew, do you have a closing message for our listeners?
I just want to say thank you for everybody for taking a chance on us again and taking time out of your day, your busy schedules at night to listen to our program today, and just to give of yourself and to participate. So when you participate in these activations and these healings and the energy, not only do you hold space for each of the people that are receiving healing, but also a bigger change is happening in your life, whether you know it or not. And that reflection of God, that reflection of light, that reflection of love always comes from you, through you, in you, all around you, and affects everything in your life whether you know it or not. And we just want to say thank you for all of you for coming here today, for you are blessed. You were called here today. There was a reason for it. And for all of you that did your activations, make sure you get plenty of sleep tonight, drink plenty of water, and tip your waitresses when you go out to eat. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Matthew. I can't wait to hear about what goes on for your birthday celebration, and we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you again before your birthday to wish you a happy birthday. And thanks so much for an awesome, great show. So
yeah.
Love you, Matthew.
Thank you for having me. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks again. We'll see you next time, Matthew. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And to all of our listeners, I just want to say thank you so much for being part of our community. We really love you guys and just so happy to connect with everyone. Thanks for your fortitude and sticking it out to the end of the show, those of you who remain with us. And just want to remind people that I'm doing a show next week with Matthew Bueno, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific. And then the following week on April 8th, I'll be doing a show with Franco Di Nicola, and that'll be at 8 o'clock Eastern. And I'll also be doing a show in the early part of April. I'm not sure the exact date, with Helene Lipson on Cosmic Current. We'll be interviewing Chris Hales from the Galactic History Show. And I'll have all that information up on my Facebook page. Thanks so much for listening. We love you all. Sweet dreams. Please, everybody, remember to listen to your hearts and send out love to yourself and to all others. And remember that we're all part of the one. I love you all. Have a beautiful night.